What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
I promise it won't be that drunk.
Hey, man, I'm the one who says
I had to do it.
You gotta say your name.
My name's Ray.
Ray is discovering the embarrassment of listening back to the episodes.
It's so hard, man,
especially when we're just fucking... Poor Bobby. I mean, really, really. Like, he's...
I would like to...
At a certain point, he was just texting last episode.
Yeah.
And, like, I was blaming him at the time. Like, but if you would have just listened to us, it was fucking gobbledygook. Like, we...
Yeah. Gobbledygook?
Yeah. We're just like...
I would like to formally apologize, Bobby, for last episode.
But it's going to happen again. That's the thing. Not tonight.
Not tonight. No, hopefully not.
We're dialing it back.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, I'm actually just drinking. Now I'm drinking vodka.
Yeah.
It's like half of the cup is vodka.
Vodka is like the ninja of the alcohol, so it will definitely sneak up on you.
Whiskey does the same thing.
No, you could taste whiskey.
No,
you can't taste potato water.
Yeah, it's the best. I can taste
the shit out of this vodka because I don't drink vodka, so I can taste it.
Yeah, pretty much any liquor is going to be taste obnoxious.
I feel like vodka assimilates to whatever you mix it with. Like, it just tastes whatever you mix it with.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's talk about Twitch.
Yes. So, as you guys know, we do stream live on Twitch every single week. The numbers don't nearly represent what we get via audio podcasts. But this year, 2019, TwitchCon is coming back to San Diego for the weekend of September 27th through the 29th. I've had the privilege of going to that TwitchCon last time it was in San Diego. Had an absolute blast. And this year I want to make it bigger than it was since it's in our backyard. So what we're going to do, and I'm going to be the one in charge. So if you have any questions or if you have any interests in being a part of the DLG TwitchCon streamer house, let me know. We're all about outreaching to anyone who is like-minded and passionate. And TwitchCon is so much fun and a great networking opportunity. And of course, you get to hang out with the DLG crew. So what I want to do, I'm going to start working on a donation setup. We're going to get most likely an Airbnb. So we're going to have an actual house if you're traveling in from out of town. If you want to lock in a room or anything like that, reach out to me. I'll coordinate everything. I'm actually really good at party planning, believe it or not. So we'll make this happen. We'll make TwitchCon weekend fucking epic. And everyone, it's an open invitation. So if you're interested in finding out more, just reach out to me.
We should have the podcast like live right there, like at the
house. Sweet.
Yeah, actually. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you guys can watch.
That's a lot of moving of stuff, though.
It's not, though. Well, we can keep it simple. We don't need all this stuff.
That's true. That is true.
We don't need all
you can do
stuff.
It on just a phone. If you...
Exactly. But we'll do it. We'll set We've up done the table.
That. We did that at E3 where we did like a supplemental podcast at E3 where every night Chad and I would do like just what happened that day.
So yeah, that's cool
too. Yeah, we could do anything like that. So we're seeing how much interest there is, if we could pull our money together, because it's going to be expensive that week because it's a convention. I have hookups at the Omni. So maybe that's the route we could go.
I know people too, so.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard you get around.
Shut the front freaking door. Not even true.
Patreon.
Not even true.
We haven't had one in like 2 weeks, so I just want to remind you guys what you get. For $1 or more, you get your green name on our Discord. $5, you get a t-shirt. $5, you get a t-shirt. Just don't cancel it right after because then we get fucked. $10, you get a t-shirt about every 5 months or so, maybe 6 months. What is it? The $27 tier, you get a poster. You get to play some video games with us and all the other stuff. And then the last one is the titty tier, which is $200, which is basically you get to come out here and whoever's available hangs out with you for the weekend. Which every time that's happened, I've spent more than $200 fucking partying. So it doesn't work out. None of these work out for us, really.
No.
But you get a green name. That's the really... And a shout out on the podcast.
Yes.
And you can get that from DLGaming.net.
Yep. All right. I think that's actually at $250. Is that right?
I think it's $250.
$250. All right. There's inflation going on, man.
For the tatier.
All right. So let's talk about some games on the radar. Games that we have had our eye on that have come to our attention this week. First up is Heaven's Vault. So I put this one on here. This, the only reason it caught my eye is because it's from the developers of a game called 80 Days. This was originally a mobile game that then came to PC. And Heaven's Vault looks to be kind of like the same thing. It's one of those long narrative games where you're basically just walking through a story, going from place to place, but you make these decisions as you go along the way, and every decision you make changes the outcome of the game. Graphics look great on this. It's no price yet. It comes out April 16th. I can't imagine it being too much. 80 days is like, I don't know, what's the price on that? Like 10 bucks, probably less. $12.99.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's funny because you called it a walking sim, but the woman has no legs.
She's kind of morphing around.
It's not, I don't even think I said walking sim. Did I say walking sim?
I don't know.
I kind of described the walking sim, but I don't, legs. It's not really like that. I don't know. It's
a weird, the world seems like a Mediterranean setting, but then she has a robot.
It's a Bobby game, so it's about history and stuff. Yeah. So.
It looks like you might learn something. So yeah.
I dig it, man. Bobby's on this like educational tip. Mm-hmm. Right now.
Yeah. I'm liking it.
Bobby Sensei.
Explore the lost ruins of Nebula. Read ancient inscriptions.
Bobby, right before that you clicked on this, I saw something that had been announced that's really big. Hopefully it comes back to me. I just saw it. Maybe click through these things. Maybe it'll come up.
It was
Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Oh, I didn't know that it was on the notes.
Well, I mean, we could talk about that right now. I put it in the news. Yeah. But we could talk about that now. So Wolfenstein New Blood, that was announced, or I'm sorry, Wolfenstein Young Blood.
What's Cyberpilot?
That's a VR game.
Yeah.
We need a VR.
Yeah. It looks pretty good. I think it's like 20 bucks. But Young Blood was announced. And the cool thing about this is it's only 30 bucks. And if you get the pre-order deluxe, whatever version, then you get all this extra garbage that I don't really care about, but you also get a guest pass for anyone else to play along with you in co-op mode, because this is a co-op game. Ooh. Which is really cool. I almost feel like every co-op game should do this. So if you spend 40 bucks on the deluxe edition, it's pretty much like that Prison Break game we played. Anybody can play along with you for free. It could be different people at different times.
This sounds like it's one person once, though. No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Anybody at any time can play with you.
It's fucking awesome.
For free. It's like basically a plus one.
So, right. It's free drop-in, drop-out co-op, right? Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it changes the story as you're coming in.
No, if you play without someone else, then you get an AI with you, which is probably lame. Okay. But the idea of this is that you're the twin daughters of BJ Blazkowicz, and it's now in the alternate universe 1980s, and you're fighting against the Nazis.
They go by the Blasco twins.
I've been waiting for a good co-op game to finish from beginning to end. Something that might not take the commitment level that Divinity does.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Divinity has. So this could be a really good, especially if it's at no cost to you, the second player, to play.
Yeah.
I have yet to play a Wolfenstein game. But
with the appeal to co-op,
this might be the first one.
Yeah. What's the second one called, Bobby? The second official one.
So the New Order, Shadow of the Earth, something Colossus.
Yeah, Shadow of the Colossus.
That's an actual game. It's a great PlayStation
new
game.
Colossus, something.
New Colossus.
New Colossus, yeah.
Yeah, just play that off of my account. It's fucking so good.
Yeah, both of them are great games. But I love this right here, the Buddy Pass thing. I mean, that's something I'd like to see more. I mean, it basically cuts down on the number of people that need to buy the game, because it would kind of suck to just have to buy this game so you can play it with someone. I mean, now you just get someone in for free.
So this is kind of like, you would think it's a bad investment for the company, right? You're like, wow, we're going to sell half the copies. But then, really, it's a long-term investment, because you might get a new player that will buy the third installment of the game.
Yeah, it's like almost installing a demo.
Right.
But at the same time, I think releasing a game like this is just a bad investment. I mean, these kind of games don't make money where you're just trying to sell copy by copy.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they're still making it, because I really enjoy these and 100% going to play it.
So well done. So well done. We gave the first one game of the year.
I imagine since it's only 30 bucks, this is going to be probably a shorter campaign than the other ones.
Has to be.
I like the 80s look to it. Did you guys ever see that movie Atomic Blonde? Yeah.
I didn't.
almost, oh, you really got to watch it. It's a good movie. I really enjoyed it. It takes place in the 80s when the Berlin Wall was coming down. But I kind of get that vibe from this. So yeah, Wolfenstein Youngblood.
I'm generally not into action films. You know what fucked it up for me is the UFC. Once I saw like what real fighting looks like, I was like, wow, all this fake fighting is so
You ever watch those, all
the fun out of it, dude. I couldn't enjoy kung fu movies anymore. Like it just sucks.
Even John Wick?
People loved it. I didn't like it. I know everybody likes it.
John Wick tries to be a little more realistic. I haven't seen the second one.
Yeah, but
you actually see him reloading. Like,
Third one on the way too.
Yep. Yeah, right around the corner, Parabellum.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I going to say? Oh, did you ever watch those YouTube channel GQ where they have like someone who actually knows something comment on like the movie versions of it? Like they have a UFC fighter watch some famous action fight scenes.
Every once in a while, Rogan will watch street fights on YouTube on his podcast and comment on their technique. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is kind of funny. Hmm.
Yeah, they had a UFC fighter. It's on GQ's YouTube channel, does it. And it really wasn't that good, though. Like this guy, I can't remember which UFC guy it was, but he wasn't that great. But the one that was really good was where they had that guy from the rock climbing documentary, Honnold.
Alex Honnold.
Yeah, he free soloed El Cap in Yosemite. Yeah, they had him talking about famous rock climber movies, and he's like analyzing there. And you know that dude is like maybe on the spectrum or something. So he was very analytical and very talkative, and that one was really good.
He was on Rogan twice now, I think. You know, it's so interesting. So this is what he does. He lives in his van, and he climbs things. He's the only free soloer in the world at his level. Nobody even comes close. Free solo means no ropes. No tools at all. A bag of powder, and he climbs things that teams climb usually, right? So he's doing that. And Rogan brought up going to the UFC, and he's like, what's that? Like, didn't even know really what it was. And he's like, well, I work for this organization called the UFC. And so he flew him out there. Oh, and then, he didn't sound very interesting. This is the first time he was on. And then he's like, oh yeah, there'll be girls there. And he's like, girls? like because he's like a monk that climbs walls. That's his life.
Yeah.
Rock van. And then he's the best in the world. He's the only one in the world. And then so just the hint that there's going to be girls anywhere is like a whole, anyway, it was an awesome interview.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I like girls too.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, there is some gameplay footage of The Outer World, 20 minutes of gameplay footage. You can find it on YouTube. At first glance, this game looks very BioShock to me.
Yeah, right?
Maybe it's the UI.
That's actually what I asked them. I asked them, like, oh, is there a new BioShock game?
Bobby, who are these people that made this game?
I thought it was Obsidian, wasn't it?
I want to say, can we find out?
I thought you said it was the people behind System Shock.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, but I thought it was just the guy from the original Fallout.
I don't know. People move Fallout around 3. So much in that business, it's hard to really tell like who ends up where and like if it's really going to, you know, be the same as something that they...
It is Obsidian.
They claim as some progenitor to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So those people are known for spinning a good tale. So probably the story is going to be pretty good. And then the gameplay looks like...
Fallout
or BioShock, what you guys were just saying?
Fallout.
Yeah.
The UI Fallout reminds me of BioShock.
BioShock, yeah.
Just combine the two.
But yeah.
But they were drawing attention to, and even some of the combat, because they were showing some of the melee combat over here with some wrench that shrinks people's head.
Yeah. Or like that one's like a frost baton.
It's actually from two dudes who created the original Fallout.
According to Discrete Creep on Twitch.
Either way, it looks really good. And didn't they say this is only going to be available on the Epic launcher, the Epic store?
Are you serious? Sorry, Chi.
Yeah, I think it was exclusive. let me verify that. I'd hate to just put it out.
So I'm going
to
go into Epic, purchase this game, get my account hacked, and lose the game? Is that what's going to happen since it's on the Epic launcher? Because I'm not even sure if I have my Epic account anymore.
That's awesome, man.
Nonetheless, this game does look extremely promising in terms of its quirkiness. And mobility wise, I might, even though it does compare to BioShock, there's something a little wonky about it. This, it does seem
this, when you, BioShock was wonky too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like they're trying to shove a first person shooter into an RPG game. Like mm-hmm. something about it didn't really work, but
yeah,
it was still great in so many other ways. I mean, really the story, I was just thinking the other day how great the story in BioShock was because yeah. someone mentioned it in a movie review and mm-hmm. my girlfriend's like, what's BioShock? I was like, oh boy, here we go.
I only played the first BioShock. Second one, I started playing it and I wasn't enjoying it because the story was kind of
wonky. With the second one?
With the second one.
Yeah, the second one's not the best.
It's
yeah.
impeccable it's not storytelling.
Terrible, the first one's great and the third one's great. The second okay. one is just, can I mean, I just it's all skip right.
The second one?
Yeah, you absolutely can.
Cool.
It's totally trivial.
That's the only reason why I haven't played the third one, because I wanted to play all three. I loved the first one. It was so good, man. And then second one was, I played for like 2-3 hours and I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, it was more the same and it didn't really build upon anything. Mm-hmm. The third one, you don't even really need to play the first one, but there are some cool things about it that kind of tie it in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are like the pinnacle of games for me. And I don't know, something about this seems appealing, but
I mean,
it looks like Fallout.
Yeah, if anything reminiscent of BioShock and Fallout, two very staple titles and from two very reputable creators, why
right there
not?
Where we're talking, that feels like Fallout. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a wow. total Fallout shot.
Yeah,
right
where
there.
You get to yeah. create a conversationally control.
Okay, so I can confirm it is only going to be available on Epic Game Store and the Windows Store at launch. So maybe in like a year, it'll be back out on Steam.
That yeah. puts a bad taste in my mouth. Right.
You know what else? Never mind.
Yeah, I'm pretty indifferent at this point, but we got a listener question about that later, so we'll save that.
Bad taste in her mouth?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, what's up next here? Ooh, Borderlands 3. They have a trailer for
you've
that.
Seen it, Bobby?
Play that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we've trailer. All seen it then. We don't need to play it.
Play it for the audience.
Yeah, gotcha. So it's funny because Ray says it sucks as yeah. far as the trailer.
Yeah.
And
the trailer doesn't really give you anything. I mean, you see some of the same characters there. Like, I don't know, maybe, I can't remember, what's the name of the girl in the first one? Right here, the fire chick. Siren?
That's Siren.
Okay, yeah, so I didn't see Mordecai or, was that the bird or was that the guy with the bird?
Mordecai is the skinny guy with
mm-hmm.
okay. the bird, right?
Can't remember what the bird's name
Yeah,
is.
He did have the bird, that's right. Yeah. I played him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but Brick's in it.
So first of all, I think they make exceptional trailers. I really like their selection of music all the time, the way they piece things together. They're making jokes the whole time. I just really liked it. It wasn't as good as the pre-sequel trailer. That one I was fucking super stoked about. But they dropped the ball a little bit on that game. It wasn't like a Borderlands 3. Hopefully this is like a Borderlands 3, and it, you know, if it's better than the second one, man, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. It's one of my top 5 games of all time. I always say it. Ray says he doesn't see anything special, and
it's because, dude, I'm watching the trailer, and I'm just like, okay,
you're waiting
shit.
For something new or
same
something
thing,
cool.
yeah. same thing, and then it's like, okay, they're right there, the cars, okay, cool, there's hover cars, new, mm-hmm. cool, same thing. Oh, look, a new like new territory, like something different. They're not in the same freaking area.
Yeah, it and says then, explore worlds. So
yeah, so they're like they're on different planet
for the first
see?
Time.
Okay. Well, there's a shot. I mean, obviously, right there,
that's cool.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
There's a large urban city that
and
they cut to.
And then it goes back
trailer.
To Borderlands.
Pandora, right. yeah.
I'm going to concur with Ray in this yeah. situation because I enjoy Borderlands games. I've dabbled in the first one, the second one, and I never really got into the expansions. But it's because I feel with Borderlands, as amazing as it is and how unique as it was when it originally came out, they've been juicing the same equation with every single game, and it doesn't matter if you're playing the first one, the second one, and then now the third one. I know they're bringing you into different worlds, but what actual mechanics are changing outside of the characters and the story? And I think that's one thing that I would need in order to really be authentically enthused about a new Borderlands
the
title.
Game has to have some new mechanics.
So you guys sound like me when Borderlands the pre-sequel came out. Like I didn't even touch that game because it just felt like too soon for another Borderlands. Like now it's been
a good amount of time.
Yeah, it's been, you know, almost a decade since I played a Borderlands game. When did the last one come out? The first one was 2008 or 9.
Pre-sequel was 4 years ago, 3 years ago?
No, when did 2 come out? Because that was the last one I played.
Guns with Legs. Not sure. Why the fuck do I want Guns with Legs?
Yeah, 2011 or 2012. So it's been a long time since I played Borderlands 2. And, like, even if it is the same thing and maybe they've just improved, like, small things, quality of life changes, graphics, UI, things like that, like, I'm about ready.
Yeah, that's...
I'm ready for another Borderlands.
I'm with Bobby. It's like, they don't have to change anything for me because I like 2 so much. That's good enough for me. With a new story. And if they stick with the comedy, the way they do their comedy, I just love it. I love it. So I wasn't like, that's the best trailer I've ever seen. But
yeah, the trailer's kind of underwhelming. Although there's a lot of things in trailers that they show off that we don't really notice. When they showed off, I think Battlefield 1, I remember there was...
Please,
oh, I'm sorry.
Mask of the Mayhem.
Oh, damn it.
Without a doubt, I will definitely be playing Borderlands 3. But there's a reason Borderlands doesn't exist anywhere in my top 5, top 10, top 15, potentially even top 20 games that I've played. I like it. I like what they do. They make quality games. And they, like I said, they were the first of their kind regarding cooperative RPGs, but at the same time, why am I still not infatuated with what Borderlands has to offer?
I'm not sure. Maybe because you always played it multiplayer, I'm guessing. Did you ever play it single player?
I played some single player. Oh. I had some single player.
I thought the storytelling and the voice acting is superb, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm definitely going to pick it up. I would even pre-purchase this.
I'm going to wait to see when there's like actual gameplay footage. Yeah.
Well, Bobby, they said they teased at the end of that trailer, April 2nd, there's going to be more information.
Yeah, not the game released.
Okay.
The only reason I had you play that, Bobby, it was the teaser before the trailer. It came out the day before. It was all in white.
Okay.
It looks a lot like, what's that game? Westworld. Like everything's in white and it's like, anyway, some guy counted all the fucking, he went frame by frame and counted all the stuff up and got this long equation on Reddit and then typed in the equation into Borderlands 2 and it gave him, like a bunch of fucking Uber loot and shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How many people do you think are still playing Borderlands 2?
Right now, I would say 1,000.
I bought it.
8,000.
The other day.
8,000?
That's a lot. We'll see.
I mean, if 10,000 people are still playing Left 4 Dead.
Hey, true. Left 4 Dead is an and amazing game with a whole lot of replayability.
There was a sale right now, so it's probably cheaper.
Oh my God. 34,000 people.
Average players, 10,000.
It's one of the greatest games ever.
34,476 playing 25 consecutive
Since the launch
players.
Of the trailer, but the last 30 days, really the high. average players was 10,000.
It's jumped up. Yeah, it made me want to play again.
There's a sale right now.
Oh, yeah, there is a sale. Yeah. That probably helped it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus, their 4K textures are going to be downloadable for Borderlands 2.
Yeah, it's called Handsome.
And the Handsome Jack Collection.
Yeah.
So I saw that. They're free for PC and even consoles, too.
Yeah, usually the high-res texture packs are complimentary.
This game
has so much DLC. Jeez. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? A lot of them are not good. But can you expand on that, Bobby? I've played almost all of them. I could probably let people know.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it's just like items and skins and characters. Like literally everything's a DLC. Siren Madness Pack, Supremacy Pack, Commando Madness Pack. Like what are these?
I don't know.
The good one was the Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep.
That's very good. That's probably the best one. I like the one about zombies. There's something about like Dr. Something's zombie. I just saw it a little bit higher, but it doesn't matter.
Actually, Tiny Tina's in the trailer, right?
She's right there. Yeah, she's there too.
She's the
Necromancer pack, I bought that as well.
That was the character.
Yeah.
The playable character.
Mm-hmm. No story behind her. You just kind of like get her and you get to play with her. The Torx one, Torx Campaign of Carnage was terrible. That was one of the worst ones.
Hmm.
Anyway, geez, they really bleed this thing out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's Gearbox. Or who's the publisher on this? Yeah, 2K. Okay, next up, Liberated. Who put this one on there?
We just checked it out there while we're putting the notes together.
It's a 2.5D side-scroller.
where you go from panel to panel in a comic book.
Yeah.
And the story's being played out. Oh, and then every once in a while, you get to take control.
So,
and there's dialogue.
There's dialogue. So you choose a dialogue when you get to certain panels. I guess the next panel depends on what your answer is from the looks of it.
It's the first of its kind. And for that originality alone, it would be worth checking out. If you watch this, 2 minute trailer of it, 3 minute of the game, I think it's actually just the gameplay itself. You'll want
go back a little bit, Bobby. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you'll want to definitely pick this up and play it just to see how it works.
It's a stealth game, so it looks as if you're just hiding from people. It's kind of based on ninja. It's based on the future where the government pretty much has surveillance over everyone, and a lot of everyone is influenced by the government because they're always watching you. So it's a group of people that are trying to fight, the man, and the cops are after you, and the government's after you, and Chi's phone goes off, and it's pretty cool. It looks really neat.
It looks awesome.
The art, it just looks amazing.
Yeah, the art is really good. It's like a noir throwback.
Yeah.
But you can tell mechanically there's not a lot going on. There's left, right, jump, and maybe hide or duck. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So there's not too... it reminds me of a Limbo.
Inside.
Limbo or Inside. Mm-hmm. So, but even more stylized than those. Who knows if this is going to be good, but I like the track that they're going down.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it's great.
I haven't seen anything like that before.
Yeah, it's always... And then the long panels are the ones where you play or you...
You're
liberated. Like the overlay, the government monitoring overlay that they have.
Orwellian.
If you've seen that one Black Mirror episode, I don't remember what it's called, but it's where the girl is trying to increase her social media
presence.
Yeah. And whenever you look at somebody, you instantly pull up their social score and see and everything about them. And it's really intriguing. So nonetheless, it's such a unique take on a game. It would definitely be worth checking out.
Yeah, it's just that art style looks amazing. I've never seen anything like it. It's the only comic book type game I ever played was on the Sega Genesis called Comic Zone.
I remember that. Comic Zone, yeah.
And that was really cool. But
so no price on this and no release date.
It was just announced at PAX. PAX East 2019.
We could probably assume it's going to be an Epic Store exclusive. I'll probably snatch that up. Snatching everything up now. All right. Next up, Trover. Oh, Trover Saves the Universe.
Trover Saves the Universe. This is from the creator of Rick and Morty.
No way. That's cool.
Yeah. This game looks super cool. It's a, adventure 3D platformer. And you can play it both with your controller or in VR. So it's either or. It looks really neat. And
is it related to the Rick and Morty universe at all?
I don't think so.
I think one of those characters that...
you play the audio, Bobby, you can hear,
one of the aliens. I think those little aliens look... Rick
and Morty.
Yeah. And plus, it's the guy's voicing all the characters. And that,
yeah.
And that's
we'll play the little audio.
Here's the Chairorpian in mint condition, so I'll take my space money and be on my way. Thank you very much.
Actually, yeah, that's definitely
Morty.
Roiland.
Yeah.
Bobby,
it looks very Rick and Morty.
So we really liked virtual reality.
Yeah, that was great.
But the other one, did you ever get to play the other one? Yeah, you played it.
What was the other one?
The one that was by Roiland, and it was free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I played both of them. I thought the... Wait, which one? Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Because there was another one he did, but I think he only did a voice in it, and that one wasn't that great. It was really short.
No, there's another one that's really in
depth. No, the one where you keep getting transported into each room and you have to solve a puzzle in that.
Right.
That one was great, too.
Yeah, it was really good. And those two, basically, for me, he's two for two, or they're two for two on making VR games.
Mm-hmm.
So a full, and one of them was free. No, they're both free. Actually,
which one was free?
Both of them are free.
Virtual reality. No, wasn't that was $30? I paid $30 for that.
Sure.
Game. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the other one's free.
Yeah, $30 for
virtual. Can you look it up, Bobby? Justin Roiland VR game.
Accounting Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. Accounting. It's great. It's really weird. I mean, if you like his sense of humor, you're going to love it.
Only $12 for that one. Oh, they have a free version?
I could have sworn I got it for free.
Yeah, I think they have a free version.
Did someone gift it to you? That's why you think it's free?
Maybe.
Accounting.
Legacy.
I've never seen that. What is that?
This looks similar. This is.
Oh, you were just talking about it? Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I wasn't listening.
It's so they teleport you from room to room, like universe to universe, mm-hmm. and you're like in a room. Yeah, you just got to figure out your way
out.
Maybe you
had the old version.
Oh, that's so cool.
Dude, it's awesome, dude.
Oh, wait. I downloaded this game because you told me download it. It's really good. And, and you're going to love it with your VR that only worked for 20 minutes.
So Accounting Plus is like a new version of that, apparently, because I don't remember this part.
No, me neither.
Yeah, three times bigger. Okay, so for $12, you get like a full version of the game.
But later on, we'll see why we don't have VR. Coming up next or later.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right. Next up, free Dead Cells huge DLC.
Yeah, huge. I don't know the name of this. I was lazy on this one, Bobby.
Rise of the Giant.
Yeah, Rise of the Giant. There you go. Boom. So a bunch of looks like there's a bunch of new monsters that I've never seen before. There's new abilities. I mean, everything you want out of the DLC. Here's the best part: it's free. So this is going to make me reinstall this game.
Dead Cells isn't a complete game, though, correct? I believe it's still in early access.
You could beat it.
Yeah,
you make the end of the game. I thought like you hit a point of the game
early on. Yeah, that was true.
Oh,
but I've beat the game. Well, I beat it once. I beat the last boss, and that was it. And now this is like adding, I don't know, more levels, more bad guys. Everything they're showing, I've never seen before. Everything. Okay, every single guy. So that's pretty cool.
Never played it. Wanting to.
Spoilers. The ending is kind of like the Dark Tower. So if you know what that means, that's kind of like what it is. But anyway, excited about this. Free DLC. They said they sold 1 million copies on Steam. No, mostly on Steam. 1 million. And then they're doing a DLC for free. That's basically choosing to not bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Is it out now?
I'm not sure. Bobby, can we check on that?
Scrollies.
Yeah.
Hey, Dope Sacks. Thanks, buddy.
At the same time, I know you said that they're choosing to not make money, but at the same time, I think this free update might attract people like Ray, for instance, who are like, I've always wanted to play this, never really had the opportunity, but this might be a good chance to actually jump in, purchase the game, and play it now.
I can't imagine.
Because I thought it was still in early access, because they have released themselves as early access, from what I recall you guys discussing. And maybe they're just creating more awareness around their games, more awareness around their games, and they're attracting that consumer base that was always kind of there, but never actually committed.
Mm-hmm.
Dead Cells is a study in how to do early access correctly, how to do a roguelike correctly, how to grow your business correctly. Like, they did everything perfectly. Their trailer was awesome. Their social media was awesome. Everything went perfectly, but they also put in, you can see how much work they put in this. And it was one of my favorite games of 2018. Yeah. So I'm going to play this 100%. There's no doubt. Hmm. Oh, when's it come out, Bobby, or is it out?
It's out.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
How much is Dead Cells right now?
It's on sale for $18.75.
All right, I'm playing that.
I'm just fucking with my phone.
You know what sucks is, like, the version on Twitch probably won't get this, you know, for free.
You think?
I've noticed that Switch games get DLCs.
No,
either never.
Nintendo will try to make money off.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to let that slide.
Yeah.
The port machine.
Anyway, hats off to Motion Twin. You made a fantastic game, and you've done great business.
Motion Twin.
Yeah, we reached out to them for an interview, and they were like, "We speak French over here. I do not think it would be good for audio."
Just be like, "Voulez-vous coucher?"
Yeah.
Ah, c'est soir.
Avec moi, ce soir.
C'est soir.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
C'est Bobby.
Does anybody have any? Does anybody have any language skills that I should know about? Do you speak anything of anything?
I am a great example of how bad one person can be at multiple languages because I had an opportunity to potentially be quadlingual and I threw it away.
That's horrible. So what are you?
A dirty American.
But like not even bilingual?
Cochino? Cochina.
China cochina.
Yeah, China cochina.
That plays so well. I really enjoyed that episode.
I speak fluent Spanish and I actually speak a little bit of French. So I'm not going to do it on here. Fuck no.
Yeah, I took 2 years
Yo comprendo la francés.
No, you don't. Really? You do? Like you actually understand a little bit? So if I would speak a little bit, you'd...
Oui.
Je m'appelle China Cochina.
I took a semester of sign language, so if we have a deaf person we want to interview on the podcast,
boom,
I might be able
Damn,
to
help out.
It'll be great for a podcast.
I know, right? It'd be amazing.
All right, next.
It'll be like an ASMR.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Grim Dawn has an expansion, Forgotten Gods.
What's interesting about Grim Dawn is everybody that I know has played it loved it. This is a dungeon crawler, let's say
Diablo clone,
but done really well. This Torchlight and Diablo are my favorite dungeon crawlers
Ooh.
Of all time. I knew that this game did well, and I was just wondering whatever happened to them. I guess they took a really long time with this DLC, and it's out, and Chad and I played it all the way through. I've played it all the way through by myself. I've probably played all the way through 3 times. I really, really enjoy this game. It's very, very good dungeon crawler.
I don't touch dungeon crawlers. I only touch Diablo. I don't want to play anything else.
Where on this bear do you touch it?
Oh, you know where.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get it. But sometimes it's been done better. Sometimes it's done differently. Sometimes, you know, one will play to things that you like more than others. Like,
it's weird because a new one comes out. Everyone goes, dude, you should play. It's great. And I go, oh, the new season of Diablo 3 came out, so I'm going to go play that. Mm-hmm. And I'll replay it. And then sometimes I'll even do the story mode again and just do everything. Just all of it.
I don't want to play. What I really liked about Grim Dawn is it had a story that wasn't outrageous like Diablo's story. And I finished the story and I felt like satisfied. Like, this is cool. Like, I beat the bad guy. Cool. And then I did it again with a different character because it's so much a different experience. But it wasn't like, it doesn't have, Diablo tries to keep people on there forever. And this is just a game that you play through. And that's it. Like, it's over. And then you could play with another character if you liked it. But that's about it. And that's why I'm excited about this. I'm excited to just play through it and then leave it alone. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, okay, I get that. Yeah.
So it looks like this DLC, first of all, it's $16, which pretty hefty tip. But how much is Grim Dawn? 25?
I don't know.
No clue.
Probably around 20, 25. So it says it has, let's see, discover hundreds of new unique items, unlock all new mobility powers, and venture into a brand new game mode with endless replayability.
Oh, there they go. There they go.
Yeah, so I guess if you like that, I just think Diablo did that so well, though. It's kind of hard to compete with that, with their seasons and the way that they do their whole gearing system. It took a while for Diablo to get there, but once they did, they really hit it out of the park.
Bobby, you're on vacation, yeah?
I was, last week.
So starting tomorrow?
No. A week ago. So I was on vacation last week. Or I'm
One
sorry,
week.
This week, yeah.
Vacation's We're already still. Over.
Oh, yeah. You ain't get 2 weeks.
No.
Oh.
No, we don't. Yeah, everyone else gets 2 weeks. And we take our spring break in the last week of March for some reason.
Your highlights better be in motherfucking depth.
Oh, they're pretty good.
Okay,
they're
good.
Pretty
good. All right, cool.
As a matter of fact, let's talk about them right now.
Here we go.
So I played Master of Orion, not the new one, the 1993 original.
Fantastic.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
here
boy.
We go.
What to say about this game? For its time...
yes, please.
Good time for a refill here. This game, actually...
How many listeners are we going to get if we're all checking out?
What? Dude, the podcast grows more than ever thanks to Bobby's reviews.
Maybe we'll get FigSack back if I start covering this game. Sure. but this game, for 1993, it actually... does a hell of a lot for a simulation game. This was unlike, see, I remember playing this game back in the 90s, and my friend and I never made it through any part of this game because it took so long. It took an incredible, I maybe got halfway through a playthrough and it took me about 5 hours. This is just like for one game, and it's so involved. And
wait, halfway through the campaign, like the entire
game? No, there's
game?
No campaign. You just set up a match. You choose what size universe you want, how many different races you want.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was 5 hours in, and I was just getting to the part where we were having space battles. So,
dang.
You know, it takes, I mean, obviously,
so you go from like,
on,
you go from a planet to cultivating spaceships to,
yeah,
space?
I mean, you choose which way you want to go. I didn't really, I went for expanding quickly, at the beginning, but okay. Yeah, for a simulation game around this game was super involved, and I can see why it was such a big hit and spawned so many sequels. I don't know if I can continue playing this one just because it plays on DOSBox. I actually played this my good old games version, so it ran on DOSBox, and the controls were just really clunky, and all tabbing in and out was just a hassle. So
how did this get on your radar again, or what happened?
I wanted to play a sim game, and I...
Tropico 6 didn't?
Seriously, it's just like, I want to play a sim game. Let me go back to the 90s.
Bobby, before I forget, on highlights, can you please put The Sims 4? Because
I did
my homework.
You did your homework.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, we need a new... But we'll do that later.
Yeah, we need a homework.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I can't say too much about this game. It's pretty obvious what it is if you take one look at it. But it had a lot of the same elements as a game that I really loved as a kid called Star Wars Rebellion. Almost identical in some ways. They have, like, espionage and spies and all sorts of things, like political things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can spy on your allies and enemies and try to, like, destroy factories or get intel on them or, like, steal their tech. Like, it's very involved for a sim game that came out in 1993. Couldn't believe it. But
isn't it funny that the graphics are, like, the same as Convoy?
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah, I was actually thinking, I'm like, this shit looks like the other fucking
but
shitty
game
that you
play.
It
was like playing a game in the 90s, because just like back then, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And the intro is basically like they point to all the different things on your UI and they say, this is what this is, this is what that is. But there's nothing that actually guides you through how you should be playing it. So I had to actually look up the manual for this game online just to get some more information on these different, like the different tech trees and the planets, like, just there was so much information about this game that you just don't have access to. And like back in the day, that was pretty common for you to load up a game and there's just all this shit you don't know what it is, and you have to go to the manual. And do you remember, like, some game manuals actually had stories in them too? Like, sometimes the stories were, I think in Mario, the original Mario actually had story in it.
I don't remember that at all. But manuals went from super thick games, or I mean, like little booklets, to like 5-page booklets to non-existent. Now there's none.
Yeah
because really of the internet. That's the only reason why, man.
Well, thanks, dude. Yeah, I figured that out.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just wondering, dude. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Warconius is saying is Master Orion 2.
Is it happening again?
Is a shit because.
All right, this is going to Bobby.
Masters of Orion 2. And I heard that one was good, and I've never played it. But honestly, what I should be playing right now is the new Master of Orion, like the remake that they made, which is like $30 on Steam. And I thought about it, but
new game in general, Bobby? I'm so tired of pixelated graphics and whatever this default font is. What is this font?
Next week, Pong on DLG.
That looks like system font.
That is
Warconius
system
brings
font.
Up a good point in chat, though. He talks about designing your own spaceship, and that's a great part of this game. So you design your own. Oh, this is a great story. You design your own spaceships, and after a while, you develop new technology and you want to outfit your spaceships with this new technology. So in order to be able to make new spaceships, maybe I can get to a part where he's doing that here. But in order to make new spaceships, you have to dismantle or scrap your old ones.
That looks cool.
So that's you learning the different weapon technology there.
I like that.
So you choose, and then okay, so there's like the different spaceships you can have right here. So if I wanted to design a new one with all the new features that I have, I'd have to scrap one of these. But I didn't know at first when I did that it actually scraps the fleet that you've already made that's out there in space. So I killed like my whole fleet at one point
There was people on those ships, Bobby.
Yeah.
With families.
I assume kids they got
playing
out.
Soccer when they, all of a sudden.
On a battleship?
A big vacuum.
What are they doing on my battleship?
They're called support people.
And you can name the ships too, which is great.
That looks like Leisure Suit Larry, the original one, when you were talking.
Oh, yeah. I've talked about Leisure
Suit. He is on turbo today.
Okay, so let me bring up the new Master of Orion.
Yeah,
so
I want to see that.
It looks fantastic. It looks so much better. I heard they didn't include two of the races in it, but other than that, I've heard pretty
racist.
Good things. Yeah. But they didn't...
Oh, wow.
It didn't get good reviews on Steam. It's kind of a hard crowd to please, I think, the people who really like Master of Orion. Yeah, those are the different races there. Is this guy going to get to some actual... Yeah, so you can see the planets a little bit better. And I don't know if they've changed too much with the gameplay. I think they kind of kept it similar when I looked it up. But Kerbal Space Program, is that what someone's suggesting? Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I've heard
that. That game's pretty rough.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah. Oh, it's like actual rocket science.
I think the best spaceship builder for me has been from Kingdom Hearts. Building the gummy ships. I don't know if you guys ever played Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, the gummy ships.
No, the gummy ships were the best. You would build the gummy ship and then just fly to like the little levels and just destroy everything on the screen. It was super cool.
Honestly, I would just rather restart my watching Battlestar Galactica and then call it a day. Like, why do any effort?
I couldn't get into Battlestar Galactica.
Me neither.
It's so weird.
Really?
I don't even know
it's
what
like
that
my
is.
Girlfriend's favorite
no, I know
show.
What that is. But
it's not my favorite show, but it's definitely something
like
that I watch
one,
from
right?
beginning
the
to
new
end.
The new one's pretty watchable, too, but... all right. So yeah, I played that this weekend and I also kept playing, Jedi Outcast and that's going great. The only thing I want to mention about that was I'm playing it and Lando's in that one. And I'm like, I had the same experience I did with Battlefront 2. I'm like, that really sounds like Billy Dee Williams. So I look it up on IMDb and hey, sure enough, Billy Dee Williams did the voice for this.
Nice.
And then he did the voice for Battlefront 2. Yeah, he doesn't have much going on. In Battlefront 2, he sounded like a little drunk or something, though. Like he slurred his speech a little bit. Did not sound great. But I'm like, this guy must do the voice for every... like Star Wars thing, like any offer that comes his way, he's on top of it.
I wish I was there for that rabbit hole, Bobby. Like in Fast Forward, like I would love to watch you look all this up.
Are you Billy playing these on Origin? Because I just finally found out they're on Origin.
It's the Battlefront game, yeah, I played on Emilio's account on Origin.
Oh no, but like all these Jedi Outcasts and all those are on Origin.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, and even really? Lego. I think it was like...
Oh, yeah, they added a bunch of Star Wars stuff recently.
Yeah,
that's
Bobby.
Right. Yeah, no, I've been playing this on...
on Steam?
Yeah, on Steam.
You didn't even want to try Battlefield 2 on... or Battlefront 2 on online?
The multiplayer?
Yeah, really?
Multiplayer.
It's really
not even
good.
Try, it's right there. It's right there. And no,
they made it better. They finally stopped doing
literally
the loot box
free.
Thing.
Actually, you had already downloaded it, so you wouldn't have even had to pay...
I still have it downloaded. Maybe I'll check it out, but I don't really feel like multiplayer games
Battlefield
right now.
5, you didn't want to try that. Anthem, you didn't want
Dude,
to try that.
I so much Battlefield, though. So much Battlefield. That was like all I did
upset.
With my life.
This is my upset face.
So, I was looking it up, and if you go to IMDb, you can see that Lando Calrissian, in addition to being in the new Star Wars movie that's coming out, he does the voice, or Billy Dee Williams... does the voice for Lando Calrissian and pretty much any Star Wars game, any Lego Star Wars game, any Battlefront game, anything. Like, he's there. He's your guy. He's got nothing going on.
That's
so sad.
He's probably a fucking dick.
Robot Chicken Star Wars episode.
Yeah, Robot Chicken.
Oh, we'll never
Family
be Morgan
guy.
Freeman. You know,
Fanboys, that movie about the guys that were obsessed with
this
Star Wars.
This is sad, Bobby. What you just dug up.
Oh, he was sad. Did you guys ever see Undercover Brother? That movie was good.
He's like that one guy from high school that never leaves like his whole high school phase, and he's just
it's like what we were talking about,
or like the guy that played football
20 years later, and that guy's still playing tag.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
that guy. How about 30 years later, and we're all playing video games still.
This is true.
Oh my god, 30 years later, and we're still on this podcast.
Was I really liked his portrayal?
That'd
what's
be cool,
name?
Actually.
In Solo, Bobby. Who's the guy that played him?
Oh, Donald Glover.
Donald Glover did a great job, except for, you know, he's probably 2 feet shorter than Lando, but
Donald Glover is an amazing human being.
I've been rewatching Community, which is like kind of where he got his start, and he's so good in that show. That show's so great in general, but...
Well, it's like an Office ripoff, but it's pretty good. It's really good.
Ah, dude, it was way too, I mean, that's a, like Dan Harmon's first big show, too.
Bobby, have you seen This Is America?
Well, actually, no, Park and Rec isn't a ripoff.
Oh, okay.
Now, they do the documentary style, though, in Parks and Rec. And
Yeah. It's not Community. Community's not the...
I really like his music. Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino, his original album, I love. We were listening to it last night.
Last night, yeah.
It's really raunchy.
I didn't even know this could happen, but apparently people can just throw parties at your house. Ray was like, hey, we should throw a party here next week. And I was like, okay, I guess so. And the next thing I know, there's a bunch of people over here. And it was awesome.
I'm just here for the carne asada.
The only reason she came to do the podcast today is because I bought so much meat yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I bought $100 worth of food yesterday.
Yeah.
And no one touched it. Well, first of all, Emilio ate a pound of cheese last night. No joke. I walk inside.
Sounds like a day in the life of me.
No, it was hilarious. So we're all outside having our drinks. I walk inside to get another beer, and Emilio's just sitting there and just standing there at the island, just munching on something. And I look at him, and he's like, "Dude, I'm so sorry." And I'm like, "What? I just ate up 2 pounds of cheese," staring at me with the guiltiest face in the world.
Yeah.
And I was just like, "Oh, thank God, he only grabbed half
because actually really good.
he had 1 pound of cheese last night."
That was on top of all the filet mignon. She brought Roberta bought $100 worth of meat as well.
Yeah.
There was a lot of meat here yesterday.
There's a lot of meat.
Guess that meat party.
I was actually
a lot of man meat too.
What's up, guys?
I mean, sorry.
Bobby, are you sticking around for carne asada after?
I'll stick around for a little bit. Yeah, I got some hot salsa. I've been trying to blow out my sinuses all week.
I was joking the other day that I love getting meat snaps from the boys on Snapchat. And I do all the time. I get.
You still get that? That's still a thing on Snapchat?
Put some meat snaps.
No, legitimate meat snaps.
What does that mean?
Wow.
Oh,
like real ass protein. We're not talking sleazy or smutty or dick pics. I'm not talking dick pics, guys.
Oh, I thought you were talking about dick pics.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about literal meat here. Like,
I thought you were talking about
you still get. I'm the ketogenic queen.
Right.
Like, I am.
Keto.
Keto for life.
Hey, it worked.
Yes.
You're looking great.
Worked.
Thank you.
For those who've never looked at us or watched us, I continuously get fatter.
Yeah, every episode.
Cheese shrinking over the last, since you broke up?
Since
I walked in. Yeah. I walked in today, and I didn't fucking recognize her. And it's been a week that I haven't seen her.
Yeah.
How's it's like she's
keto lifestyle. She looks, nonetheless, guys, so I'm always talking about meat and cheese and veggies. Guys,
she looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, she looks
good. Thank you. And I'm not even halfway there.
I didn't want to bring this up ever, but I'm going to bring it up. You're looking super busty. I don't know what you've done.
Oh, this is a push up. This is a push up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've invested in quality since the breakup, too. I've invested more money in quality lingerie for myself, for my own self esteem. Yeah. Huh. But,
I wish you were wearing another shirt like last week.
What? What happened last week?
You were wearing the counter
shirt. The jumper. Oh, no, the counter shirt.
The jumper. Jumpers are hilarious.
No.
Whenever a girl wears the jumper.
Nonetheless, like, I love getting photos of steak.
Penises. Sorry.
Steak. Bacon.
This is just like something you enjoy. This isn't like a thing that kids do these days.
No, literally, I am all about fucking meat photos, and I mean the real shit. I'm meaning like, you know, medium rare, like photos of meat.
I'm picturing that scene in Dodgeball where Ben Stiller's rubbing pizza on his genitals. It's like the kind of relationship.
So you know how Bobby has an obsession with in-game pizza?
Yeah.
Mine's going to be like in-game kebabs and stuff. Mm. Yeah. But no, like big supporter of like whatever. What were we even talking about?
Wait, Chi, what's your Snapchat?
Let's go back to
What's your Snapchat so you can get more pictures of meat on your Snapchat?
I got to give credit where credit's due.
Speaking of meat, where did your sim meat go this week?
Oh, are we there?
Not yet.
Can we skip to there?
Oh, yeah, sure. We could. Yeah.
Right. Bouncing around.
Well,
it's the Sims.
First of all, I got to give credit where credit's due. Raconia says a real man eats meat by the or cheese by the pound. I gotta go with that. It's true.
You ate a whole pound of cheese.
Yeah, man. I feel fine.
I spart any dude who wants to go.
I also didn't wear shoes yesterday.
Deep in the cheese
all day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, continuing.
So the Sims 4. I'm gonna change because it's my new thing. It's my new segment. I'm going to change it to 3 hours. I don't think 2 hours is enough to get like a real good grasp of
this.
Something.
Is your homework?
Yeah, this is so we're going to start a new segment. It's called Homework. Only one person is going to be whatever, chosen. And I think, Bobby, I think we chose you're going to be next. Mm-hmm. And all together, everybody else chooses what they're going to play. I forgot what my game
was. I had one.
And you have to play it for 3 hours and blah, blah, blah. Chi came up with a really good one, The Sims 4, because she's been a Sims freak her whole life. Now I know what she calls sex. Woohoo.
Now you know?
Yeah. Okay, now cool. I know. So that makes sense to me now. It sucks because half of the time I spent in the tutorial, I figured a tutorial was going to be 10 minutes.
No.
The tutorial is literally, you can play a whole game.
Yeah.
And they limit what you can do. So mm-hmm. I was very... I had handcuffs.
You need it. You do need the tutorial. It helps out so much, I feel. No, like, well, We're gamers.
Yeah.
So we can learn.
Yeah. But for, like, non-gamers and, you know, this was built for, like, I mean, the housewives really picked this one up, and it sold millions of copies. So I felt like their hands had to be held.
I have friends that play The Sims, and they love watching what happened that week with their Sims, like that way.
People were sending me messages, like, they play, and they were like, hey, what's up with this? And so I was like, okay, what's the most interesting socio situation for myself? So I was like, I'm going to put myself in a... I quit the tutorial because it was boring. I was really having a hard time.
I don't recommend the tutorial.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, for most gamers, you really don't need to, because it doesn't matter. It's all whatever. Like, if you don't like it, just scrap it, make a new one. I don't know. You don't feel that you have to keep playing. You could just make a new world at any point. So anyway. I made myself both times. I think I made myself pretty good. Like, gee.
No, you made yourself too fat.
Yeah, you're way too fat.
Yeah.
Well, I feel pretty fat.
How many body types do they have there?
I don't remember. It's literally morphing.
Bobby, I always make myself. Okay. It's so funny because when I play The Sims 4, I always make myself hotter than I actually am. Mm. But with Emilio, you made yourself uglier than you actually are.
Yeah.
And with video games where you have full reign, not full that control, much more. And The Sims is about creating a life that you want for yourself. Of course, there are limitations to it, but there is absolutely no limitation to how many people you could sleep with around the neighborhood. And that, like, that's the beauty about The Sims. And I'm surprised you made yourself uglier, and it's kind of hard. Heartbreaking that you did do that
during the tutorial. I did that, and I was playing it, and I was like, why? I'm not interested in this at all. I'm just doing things that I have to do in real life. I have to eat, I have to make sure I go to sleep on time, I've got to make sure that I clean up after myself, I have to work out in order to level up my working out. And you know, it was just like, oh, this is awful. Because it's just like, what I have to do anyway, because I have too many things to do anyway in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want more things to do. And then I made my own version, which I move. Okay, so you can download what people have previously made into your game. So I went by most popular, and of course, it's just models. Just models. Sexy models for days, right?
I'll be
men
honest.
And women.
I saw that image, and she's hot.
She's so hot.
She's so hot.
So I filled the entire neighborhood full of models and didn't give them houses. So guess where the only bathroom
homeless
is?
Homeless models?
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Guess where the only bathroom is?
Welcome to LA.
The only food is, they got to go to Papa's house.
Oh my gosh.
I was banging these bitches out like a goddamn... it was like a conveyor belt of cum. A poon.
Woohoo! A lot of woohoo going on.
Oh, yeah. Did you say coom?
Yeah. Poon is poon. What I wanted to say. Nonstop, just like bang, bang, bang. And then
look at Bobby's face, it's amazing.
And what's really interesting too is like every time Sam would come in and check on me, like what are you doing?
You were masturbating.
No, I would I'd alt tab as if the porn was on the I really would, because I was like, I felt naughty for banging all these virtual bitches. Cindy went down. Angela went down. They all went down.
Did you knock anyone out? I mean, up? So not
there
down.
There needs to be STDs in The Sims. There Imagine? Needs to be a legitimate sexual education in The Sims.
Did you knock anyone up? Do you have kids?
It's my fantasy. My fantasy doesn't have STDs. Oh, what was weird too is, like, by the way, Bobby hasn't even cracked a smile during this whole segment. You guys are losing your shit. And anyway, a lot of the models were coming in bald because I guess I don't have the high res hair texture back. So they're just bald. I'm like, bang.
I noticed that. Cancer patient, boom. I thought they looked bald because they were just like that model that was bald, you know? Because you know, like, models go bald.
I thought you went for that look.
Something rose or?
Yeah, like
Doug Rose.
Ruby?
Ruby Rose.
Oh, we're talking about different roses.
I thought you went Ruby Rose. And I was like, oh, you just made them all really hot, amazing bodies, and bald.
No, I think it has something to do with an expansion pack.
That's pretty funny. Oh, shit. It's a girl from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Besides what I did, I don't...
Did you make him green?
No, I had fun doing that, and I was going to keep playing.
Did you woohoo with aliens?
But I would have rather been playing other games. I had fun banging these models out, but...
What career did you choose?
Banging bitches.
No career.
You didn't make any money.
Let's talk Sims. You didn't make you get a career. You didn't work on your talent.
These bitches to give me money.
That's all you did.
Yeah.
They'll give you money.
All I did was.
It would be funny if they paid you.
Listen. After I was done with my house, which is basically
career was prostitute gigolo.
All right, my house was a dope ass bed, a tiny kitchen, a tiny bathroom. After that, I had $3,000 left. You know how much $3,000 will last you when all you do is feed them grilled cheese sandwiches? Like, I had infinite money, basically.
God, dude.
Wow.
Got an R. Kelly situation going over here. It's not looking good.
Did you at least, you know, ask for ID? Did you make sure they were of age?
Well, when I downloaded them, it said teen.
Hopefully they were 18. Anyways. Sekiro? Is it time for Sekiro?
Hopefully.
Well, I'm just glad you played The Sims 4. And you know what? Most people who have played The Sims 4 can laugh at this because we've all had those slutty fucking moments.
Yeah, me too.
Whether or not you save your game save or if you just like, you're like, you know what? This is who I am. This is just who I am. I just want to sleep around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's so funny because since I was kind of like that with The Sims 2. But
oh, I was like, oh, shit. But
the Sims 3 and like beyond, that. I have been, like, honestly, the last time I cracked into The Sims 4, I haven't had any woohoo. What the fuck? Wow. When I could be having all the woohoo around the neighborhood, here you go, playing The Sims 4, right? Here I am, like, forever alone, IRL, and in-game.
So now you know when you hear the DLG intro, the DLG intro, and you hear woohoo, think about Emilio.
Woohoo!
Actually, two more things you just reminded me of, Chi. Somebody messaged, one of the people that messaged me said that he made a house with his three best friends that he used to live with.
Mm-hmm.
And he Which gave him was the homework. You're supposed to make a house
with DLG.
I never got that
with DLG.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not going
to. Supposed to make us.
I'm not going
to
re-download it. And I did my 3 hours. I'm done. And he said that like they were so representative. Like he gave them the traits that he thought that they had in real life,
mm-hmm.
and they all became
them.
Reality play.
Wow. Even the alcoholic became an alcoholic.
You know what? It's it is reality because the guy I wanted to sleep with actually hated me in the game. So that's okay. Yeah.
Maybe you should test out social situations first in The Sims.
There you go.
And see how it goes.
That is the new dating app.
Oh, gee, I really like that fake. I've liked it in every game. The fake language game. Crack it up or whatever.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's really cute.
No, it's awesome.
Whatever. Sekiro.
All right, now to the real gameplay. So I had the fortunate experience of playing Sekiro Shadows Die twice. Of course, I'm going to play this game. I am a big Souls fan. I have only ever beat the original Demon's Souls, and this was before Dark Souls was ever a thing. When people think of Souls games, immediately they think of Dark Souls. But the first and only time I ever beat a Souls game was the original Demon's Souls game, PS3. And I've played every single Dark Souls game there and after, but I, you know, notoriously never beat them. Sekiro is just a no-brainer when it comes to that next genre of fucking break your controller, rip your face in half, turn into, like, I, at one point, quote unquote, while playing this game, said, I can't fucking kill anyone in this game, so I'm just going to murder someone in real life. Like, I literally wanted to become a serial killer from all the, like, rage that this game would spawn. But Sekiro, like, and it's so hard to say his name right, but this game is beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's Souls through and through, but it's different enough. And this is funny that I was trying to compare Borderlands with every single series that comes out. Like, what makes this, what makes me fall in love with the series yet again? So with Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, you actually have the ability to respawn after dying. And you think that would help you out. You think that's going to be like a great and amazing thing, but it just, it's just, an, it's just proves how challenging this game is. So I've played two sessions of this game and hours on end. You can't pick up this game and be like, oh, okay, I got 2 hours to spare. Fuck no. If you want to get anywhere in this game, you have to invest time. You have to die over and over and over and over either the same thing or something different. Either way, you're just gonna fucking die. And the fun thing about this game, apparently, okay, fun. The more you die, the more consequential the environment around you is. What you do, there's something called unseen aid. And it's literally what I call spreading AIDS, because the more you die,
what?
The more the people around you die. Yeah. So, like, the more you suck at this game,
you're eating more pounds of cheese,
like, the more punishing it is.
Holy shit, you are. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Yeah. Oh, but, no, it's okay.
Emilio just brought another pound of cheese and he's eating it right now.
Oh, I want some. Anyways.
Try it. It's really good.
Oh, yeah, I love cheese. But with, let me talk about Sekiro. So with Sekiro, you are Sekiro, I believe that's your name, and there's something to do with some little master, and you're trying to save him. And her. That's a boy. Calm
that's
down.
That's a boy.
It's a boy.
I know. You said her name.
Yeah, you said her.
I said him.
No, you said her.
Her.
I said her?
Yeah, yeah. Watch it again.
Okay. Anyways, I've made it up to the first real boss, I would say, and it's the butterfly lady. The thing I can say about this game compared to any other Souls game that I played is that it ups the ante in terms of difficulty, and I love that. They added different equations, like the whole respawn ability. They added the heavy emphasis on countering, and then there's also this one part where I don't know how to call it, but a symbol shows up, and if you have to parry, dodge, or counter whatever type of attack, like if it's a thrusting attack or a sweeping attack, you have to counter it. It emphasizes countering so much, and it's beautiful swordplay. When I'm Sekiro, I literally feel like I'm a motherfucking samurai. And I, midstream, when I first turned on this game, I think I was wearing like the exact outfit I'm wearing now, but I was like, time the fuck out. I'm going to put on my kimono. I'm going to drag my dragon into the house. I have a little statue, a dragon statue that's out in my garden. And I was like, this is transformational, because you invest so much emotionally, mentally, and through layers and layers of frustration. After I beat a mini boss, there are multiple mini bosses in this game, which is the reason why I think it's a little bit more challenging than the other ones, because the mini bosses are hard. You have to die repeatedly, learn their patterns, and then, or even go beyond what you're able to retain. Maybe look up tips, talk to people. I'm getting backseated a lot with this video game because I need the help.
Backseated? Oh, people are explaining things.
Offering suggestions. Gotcha. Sometimes they help. Sometimes they literally bite me in the ass. But
are you progressing at a rate that is acceptable to you?
People who have told me on the first boss, the butterfly boss, the boss that I'm working on now, 36 tries average before they beat her.
Now,
can you imagine me right now? I'm probably on 12, attempt number 12.
Oh, you haven't beat her yet.
And here's the thing. I beat her, but it was only the first part of the fucking battle. She apparently, like, you kill her once, and then, spoiler alert, it's not over with, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you thought you beat this boss? Well, lo and behold, she comes back.
That keeps happening to me on Dungreed, on the last boss.
Yeah.
I beat her. Or beat him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. And I actually relaxed, and they got killed. That's the worst.
Yeah. And one thing, too, that this game has that the other games don't have, from what I believe, it's the posture meter. Basically, since it's such a... I mean, think about the battles back in the day with samurai. It was just 1v1, and whoever outlived, of course, a battle could last 2 seconds, or like, you know, this one here, you just outplay the other person, and your posture meter, you have to basically land these death blows, and you have to maximize on the posture meter before you can even land the death blow. So it's not just an HP meter anymore. It's basically how consistently can you break this person down before you literally just hit that death blow to them.
Mini
bosses have two death blows, and then like the major boss, I've only ever made it to Lady Butterfly thus far, but I do plan to play hopefully this game through. It's going to be trialing, but I got past this drunk fat bastard, and I think it took me a couple hours, probably two and a half, to finally beat him. And by the time I did beat him, I was shaking from the adrenaline of playing this video game. And I broke a controller already. I switched the controller once.
Yeah.
Ray, for a new controller. That's awesome. I love
it. Oh, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, because you broke a controller. Well,
Ray was, he clipped you. Motherfucker of the motherfucking.
It was so good. It was so good.
Like, profanity is your best friend when you play a game like this. There's no way, like, no way outside of that. I've actually deleted a VOD playing this game already because it's not playing this game, but doing some other stuff that we'll go into deeper. But yeah, I have a lot of very toxic VODs playing this game if you want to take a look at it.
You know, okay, so my first Dark Soul type game was Bloodborne. That's actually the first game I ever played from
them. Which is one of the better ones I've heard.
And it wasn't hard. It was not. It wasn't hard. Oh, sorry. Bobby just sneezed.
Yeah, I'm back.
It wasn't that hard. Bosses would take me around the first 10 tries to beat. And then after that, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to play Dark Souls. And then I was like, I'm not playing one or two. Not yet. I'm going to try three.
Three's great.
Because Beirut, one of our buddies on Discord, recommended it. And it wasn't that hard either. It was hard, but it wasn't that hard. And I'm dying to play this.
Okay, video game master.
This game's awesome. It's got grappling. You, of course, like every other Souls game.
Like, it's hard. Level. Like, obviously, it's fucking hard. Yeah, of course. God. It's hard.
And it's just beautiful and gratifying because for every counter, you basically have to tap the LB button at the perfect time. It's so graceful. Every single battle is so graceful. And the way you die and Sekiro and like the Japanese, I recommend.
I noticed there's a
the original Japanese language.
There's a respawn thing in this?
Immersion into like this whole like culture.
See, how much do you have to play to get back to the butterfly boss every time?
Luckily enough, her shrine, AKA the save point or the reset point is almost right outside her door.
Oh, okay.
But there are other points where I literally would play for 20 minutes and then die. And I'm like, fuck, I'm not even going to do what I did before. I'm just going to speed run back to that.
Didn't work, I'm guessing.
It works. Yes and no.
Depends.
How does the respawn function work on this? Because I noticed that's new. That's cool.
No, it's not new.
I mean, campfire.
No, campfire.
During the fight. That looks really cool.
Oh, you literally die. And then you either choose to die completely and restart because that counts as a life. Mm-hmm. Because for every time you die, you have that chance to respawn. You respawn on the point with half HP and you pick up where you left off. That's but here's cool. The thing, the boss could de-aggro, potentially reset. The boss can
get his life back.
Their posture meter.
Get his life back?
Like, no matter how much you push the posture meter to break, like it'll dwindle. So you're not necessarily respawning and picking up exactly where you left off, which even though you are, you're still being punished. So it's a great game. You saying Souls isn't hard makes me want to fucking, like, I don't know, punch you in the nuts.
No, this game is so hard.
Because it makes me rage so much.
I've heard.
And you saying, like, any of these games are easy
makes me want to rip my eyeballs off and throw them at you. Dark Souls 1 and 2 are really hard because their gameplay mechanics are really, you know, old school clunky. It's really hard to like jump out of the way and dodge all the time. Yeah. So when I played Bloodborne, it wasn't that hard because like their mechanics were so cool, super fluid. I loved kicking the shit out of every like werewolves and vampires and everything. It was really cool. And then and like zombies and stuff. So it was really super cool. And then Dark Souls 3, it was just like, okay, cool. It's kind of like the same thing. It was just as fast. I feel because Bloodborne is way faster. It wasn't that, it was hard. Obviously, it was super hard, but it wasn't what everyone told me it was, you know? They made it seem like I'm going to kill myself after, like, if I don't finish
it. I want to see a bald spot on your face or your head after playing this
sweetie,
game.
Have you not noticed that I'm balding?
No, but honestly, it's like one of those games that literally, I think... I will just throw up my controller and let it fall on the floor. I can't, like, I generally rage.
I understand that because there were fights in Bloodborne or Dark or 3 that where I was like, holy shit. Like, but it was like I fucked up. Like fucked up. Like I was supposed to do this where like, I would get cocky because I was like, oh, I can. Now dodge, and parry, and then do something, and then be like, all right, cool, I got this.
It's funny because, like, between the mini boss and the major boss, like Butterfly Lady, I kept my calm, I kept my cool throughout most of the fight. But, like, the mini bosses, and especially when I take damage from the pleb boys. Pleb boys are the gamer equivalent to a cuck boy or a fuck boy. Like basically like these, the fucking minion guys. Like if I took damage from the little minion guy and if they get a chain off on me and make me lose half my health, I'm like, fuck. Because I need that in order to have a better chance against the boss. So every little action accounts for something. And it's such a punishing game, yet the rewards are so gratifying. That's why I play these Souls games, because it, like, you learn, you grow, you beat the boss, and you're just... I don't know. It's so fucking bad.
Bobby, any interests?
No.
No.
You know what's crazy?
What's Bobby?
Well, you got to use a controller on these games, right?
Yeah, yeah. You do.
I highly recommend controller. Yep.
You know what's crazy?
The fuck? Where's my cheese?
There you go. It's in my butt. I mean, Cuphead was harder than Bloodborne.
Well, for you,
and
dude.
Three.
Bullshit.
Not for everybody.
I know, but for me.
Like, I blew right through Cuphead.
How? It was so hard.
I am blown right
crazy,
through.
That's crazy, right?
But, that's like, so yeah. And I'm not good at these games, so.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy, because I thought Cuphead was, like, I still haven't beat it, because I got so mad at it.
Yeah.
My brother would walk in and be like, yo, what's up? And I would show him, and he'd be
fuck you.
And he'd just be like,
oh, we're not brothers anymore.
Whoa. But he was like, yo, dude, calm down. And I was like, no, dude. And I would slam my hand on the desk.
Wow.
I never slammed my hand for any other game except for that. No, Division. And Brandon, because, like, I got kind of cocky sometimes, too.
When I played Dark Souls, I think the original one on PC, 5 years ago when I first started streaming, the first time I beat one of the bigger bosses, I was jumping on my bed. I threw my controller into the bed. It bounced off and nearly hit the ceiling. And I was just like, suck my dick. I pulled a beef. I pulled a beefy Admiral Beef at trivia night. I was just so, it just is so gratifying
to
beat a boss. Yes, please. I will take a vodka diet root beer.
Thank you, Chosen, for the subscription.
Thank you, Chosen.
Thanks, homie. There's one more we missed. Chosen always shows up, man.
Chosen's my friend.
He's our friend now.
He's my friend.
who do we... Ooh, 11 months on that subscription, by the way. Damn.
That's about as long as we've been streaming.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And Dope Sacks, I don't know if we got you earlier, but thank you for the subscription.
I got him.
Okay. We've had a couple of today.
We've had three.
Pretty good. Oh, and Recycled just now. Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
I think 11 months might be the...
hey, fuckers, even if you don't watch Twitch, just show up. Like, they can't do it unless we're streaming, huh?
No, you can.
Yeah, if you have fucking Amazon Prime, it takes 3 clicks, and it hooks us up, and you're already paying for it. So, and we can use it, because we got to pay for all this new equipment. We just got new... gooseneck mics. Everybody's enjoying them quite a bit.
Yeah.
It freed up probably 4 square feet in our 15 square foot
I totally, I love the gooseneck because when Ray transferred from the, what's it called? The stand, mic stand to the gooseneck.
Yeah.
Like I cranked back his gooseneck. Oh, and I mic checked
him.
I mic checked him. That was awesome. Like I hit him right in the face. With
it. It's a pleasurable attack because it's such a soft tip.
It's padded.
Yeah.
Discreet Creep coming with another sub. Dang.
Dang.
Thank you.
They're coming through.
How about that smoochy girl? 12 months?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
12 months.
She's the right off. Committed.
I, you know, I don't like
and
that
it's not
girl.
Even a prime sub.
She could take her money back.
Money.
I don't even like that girl.
12 months, $5, $60. How many t-shirts does that get me?
All right. So.
What's next?
Let's see. What do we have? Risk of Rain 2.
Yeah. Thank you. Who is it, Bobby? I told you to put it in there.
You did not.
I asked you.
You wanted me to look that
up. To put a person? No, I told you to put a person.
I don't know who that is.
Do you have a name? Did I tell you the name?
No.
I was like, Bobby, can you put in this so I know how to thank him?
I do not remember that.
All right.
Someone gave you this game for free.
Yes, and thank you very much, sir. Is that Rockstar?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm not sleeping for days. So
remember, I'm not a bartender.
I was a very big fan of Risk of Rain 1. I remember it was made on Game Maker. So one person put it together on a game for making games. You know, there's been like three breakout hits from Game Maker, and this was one of them, Risk of Rain. If you, Bobby, can you bring up the original just so Ray and Chi can see what the first one looked like compared to this?
You said it was with RPG Maker?
Game Maker.
Game Maker. Oh, I remember.
Yeah. And so I was expecting the same thing, but, you know, better. You know, just like number twos go, sequels go. But this was a huge departure of the first game. The first game was a 2D. Check this out. Check out the graphics.
There was a timer on this one.
Yeah, there was. They saved the same mechanic. But look at the graphics, guys.
Pixels.
Yeah, pixel. It's pixel
Bobby's
art.
Favorite.
Very, very pixelated.
This whole game looks like System 32. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, well done pixel art. And then now if we go to the new one, which is Risk of Rain 2, it's a fully 3D world with cel-shaded graphics. It looks pretty nice. It's not like blow your hair back nice, but compared to Risk of Rain 1, it's great. The reviews have been 10 out of 10 on Steam. I don't know if I could go that far with it. In my first playthrough, I found a spot where I could just farm XP all day and just keep leveling up with no damage to myself. So there's it's in early access, right, Bobby?
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's in early access.
1999.
So, yeah, so I was finding holes in the game. In my first playthrough, I felt like I found two or three holes in the game. And I wasn't understanding the game because it had been so long since I played Risk of Rain 1. So basically, it's a roguelike. You play through the game. The worlds aren't randomly generated. That kind of bummed me out as well. Not that you play the first level over and over, but you play the same world and the difficulty ramps up. So these worlds are already made, and then you play them, and there's a timer, and the difficulty goes up with the timer. So the faster you play, the more you're rewarded. But at the same time, you need to level up your character. So it's a race between how much loot can you get, how leveled up can you get, and how fastly can you do it. And you're trying to find and everything's randomly generated within those worlds. So the exit point of every map is not at the same point. So you might play the same map over and over and over, but who knows where the exit teleporter is. And once you find it, you click it, and then you have probably 2-minute encounter where every monster runs at you, plus a boss that is incredibly difficult, like incredibly difficult.
I was watching him play this. It looked really cool.
Yeah. I was having a good time.
It's stunning.
And what I really liked about it, too, is probably my favorite thing was I really, really enjoyed Risk of Rain 1. And it's the same characters. And now you're seeing them completely fleshed out in 3D, running around. And it's like, they went from like characters that took up 9 pixels mm-hmm. and you love them. And now, you know, it's a whole fucking character in 3D running around. So that was cool, too.
Like, the fact that these games can come out with sequels after so much time and to transform themselves, at least graphically, what else can you compare that to? Like, what else?
Not
in, like, a gamer hemisphere, but where it's just a completely resurfacing of what it originally was into what it is now.
I guess like a book that came out and
that's
then
a huge
and the sequel was a movie, maybe something like that.
That's
like,
a, huge
it's a big jump.
Like comic to movie, you mean? But comics are still gorgeous and beautiful.
Like think about it this way. When you played Sonic on a Genesis and then it didn't come, and then you play like Sonic 3D, but then the real jump was when you played Sonic on the Dreamcast where it was like a complete different game and it just destroyed everything.
It's a jump from 2D to 3D.
Yeah.
So the first game was really all about the multiplayer, though, the co-op.
So this has four-player co-op, but it's not local, unfortunately. When, God damn it, when that person, I'm sorry, dude, I had it, it's Bobby's fault, really.
I do not remember you telling me that.
Yeah, I was reading my emails. I was checking for Patreons. And I really want, because, dude, you sent me a $15 game, so I want to give you a shout-out. Give me 1 second. Bobby, what do you remember of the first game?
I remember playing it with you and Chad and having a really hard time getting into it, because it was a roguelite, and it was like a platformer that you'd probably benefit from playing on controller, and I don't know, I had a tough time getting into it. This looks much more enjoyable here. Chi, Ray, did you guys play Risk of Rain, the first one?
No.
It was kind of a big deal when it came out, like in a small circle. I mean, for someone just to come up with this game out of nowhere, it was pretty good. But I don't know, roguelikes didn't really.
Grundle, thanks, buddy.
Grundle,
yeah, I'm really going to enjoy this. I'm going to play online with other people, see how that goes. This is one of those things where you have a class and you unlock other classes as you play, as like a lot of the roguelikes go. Mm-hmm. And I remember really liking the engineer. That was so I'm hoping that guy's in there too. It's early. You can tell that it's early, but I'm enjoying it so far. And we'll see where it goes. I mean, as far as roguelikes go, I feel like you really need to commit to one because they're so in-depth and they go on forever. To bounce around between roguelikes feels kind of weird to me. So I don't know what my roguelike of choice right now is. The only game I played this week was Dungreed. Not much, maybe about an hour. That and my homework of The Sims 4. So, yeah. Mm. But so far, so good. Not a perfect 10, like Steam is saying, but, you know, it's on its way.
People really love the first Risk of Rain, too, and I didn't quite get that.
But yeah. But... By the way, who played the new Firestorm, the new Battlefield?
I think just you.
Royale.
No,
was it just me?
So before we get into Battlefield, I wanted to say, because like I played that too, because I needed something different than The Division. just for like a second.
Mm-hmm. Not to say The Division was bad.
No.
I have that all the time and I can't find the perfect game to pull me away from the main games that I need to play. I play very high intensity games. I don't have a low.
Why haven't you played The Division yet?
That's high intensity.
You know what you need, Chi?
You need to play that.
What's that?
Untitled Goose Game.
Untitled Goose Game. That's what you need. So before we get into Battlefield 5, just a little quick little thing. Our clan's up to 35 members now. We're growing. We're level 15.
What does that mean?
It means we get really cool like loot every week, like super high guaranteed. Level stuff, nice. Guaranteed.
Friends, because
everyone's
cool.
Playing. So I'm still getting messages from everyone. Getting to the
so
clan.
Popular.
No. Like telling me like fuck you, Ray. If this game sucks, I'm gonna hate you. So I keep getting those a lot.
How many
thank
people
you guys.
Have you refunded?
No one yet. Even like the only one was just Simon. Just Rubber Nuts was the only person that just said I'm not liking this because he loved Anthem so much. But here's the coolest thing about the Division 2. April 5th. We're getting Tidal Basin. We're going to World Tier 5. I wish everyone could do their homework this week on DLG and get to World Tier 4, get to 450. And
what does Tidal what?
World Tier 5.
No. You said we're getting Tidal Dome. Tidal
Basin?
Tidal Basin.
Okay, what is that?
That's the fourth stronghold.
Oh, okay.
So,
Ray, how old are you? Tangent.
I'm 33.
Really?
Yeah, why?
Because I never noticed your hair until now.
What about it?
Nothing. You said you were...
That was what?
You've been raging at video games. You're balding a little bit. I never noticed that.
No, oh my God, no. Unbalding. No, I'm unbalding. I was actually...
Gee, he was way more bald.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks ago. He started...
Really? You didn't notice?
No.
You were gone that week that we talked about this.
Yeah,
I only like to gaze in your eyes when I look at you, I guess. I don't look at the bald...
He was way more bald.
And I'm Mexican, so...
He was like a bald Mexican like a month ago.
My scalp was getting shiny.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it was that I'm always wearing beanies and hats.
Yeah.
See, I don't like to look at, you do wear beanies and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
I always did.
I only appreciate the good things about people.
So I'm actually unbalding. It's crazy.
Really? Yeah.
I've been doing minoxidil, which is Rogaine Extra, or whatever, extreme Rogaine. You buy it at Costco.
What would happen if Bobby did it?
He'd be extra strength minoxidil.
70s extreme. Just like... Boom!
Bobby would do it. It's Wolverine over here.
I have very fine hair, so it just hangs down. Dude, if it grows out, it just looks like Jesus. Yeah,
Bobby, you have the coolest hair. You have like a 21 Jump Street
hair. And you don't really have white hairs. You don't have gray hairs, Bobby.
I'm getting white hairs on my chin.
Let's see. Maybe because I'm balding, I don't get any white hairs, but I don't get any white hairs whatsoever. I don't get hairs. I know.
I am like.
But it's growing back, man. Maybe I'll start getting hairs now. But anyways, just really quick. Tidal Basin comes out on April 5th. Hopefully, everyone can get to World Tier 4 by now, 450 gear, and then I'll help anyone that wants to go to these strongholds.
Bobby, what's up, dude?
She should jump on this. It's super fun. We should have a DLG caster squad. It'd be freaking awesome. I'm going to help this guy hurry up. And we found out the perfect way to grind people up to power level. We got good at it, so it's pretty cool.
How long does that take?
It still takes like 48 hours. No, I'm joking. We can do it in a day. But not a whole 24 hours, but I mean like a whole, like not like...
Like a pretty good session.
Yeah.
So, as much as I love my high intensity games, which you guys know I do adore, I'm excited because I feel like this is the transitional time for me to start using more controllers. I know it sounds shitty because I love and adore, but because I'm taking home the Elgato, I'm going to finally pick up and play more PlayStation games. I'm playing Sekiro.
PlayStation?
On the PC.
Oh, okay.
But with the 360 controller, which makes me fucking want to, like I said, rip my eyeballs out and throw them at somebody. But with the Elgato, there are so many games from last year, 2018 games, that I wanted to pick up and play. I might be more of, I wouldn't call myself a casual, because I literally hit level 100 on Apex 2 days ago or yesterday night. And so that's the thing. But I do need to take a step back from highly competitive games because I need to relax a little
bit. Play some games.
Honestly, I need to relax.
Play some games.
I think that's what I need.
If you're playing PlayStation, God of War.
Yes, that's what I need to finish.
Spider-Man.
I haven't played that yet. But for a PlayStation, God of War, Last of Us.
Horizon.
Red Dead Redemption.
Horizon.
And
Red Dead Redemption, you can play next year because... This is a cool little thing that I might have heard somewhere from someone in Rockstar, but that might come to PC.
Very quick shout out to Admiral Beef that came out and had a little rant. He was like, I'm just so sick. He was complaining.
Beef.
What was he complaining about? He was complaining about...
I love beef.
I believe...
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you're getting beef pics.
On Snapchat.
Yeah. I think I was playing Division 2 and he was complaining about how it wasn't fun. He hadn't played it yet. And how, he's sick about all these AAA titles and everything. And Emilio's over here playing a 2D 8-bit game and having a great time. And he's like, what happened to fun in video games? And he had just a really good rant about it. Do you remember that night? You were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just it is really true. They get caught up in so much microtransactions and all these things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Really what it all comes down to at the end of the game is, are you having fun? And we lose sight of that every once in a while. So what we're going to be introducing is fun factor into our reviews.
Fun factor 69.
But the funny thing is...
All my games are fun factor 69.
Now Beef loves the Division 2. See? Yeah. That's how great division is.
He won somebody over.
He hated it. He did not want to fucking do it. And he played it, and he's like, holy shit, this game's fucking great.
All right, Firestorm. Let's go.
Anyway, Firestorm, let's go. Chi, so you start, and then I'm going to say my... Well, actually, let me start and say...
My review for Firestorm has been my review for any Battlefield game I've ever played. I picked it up. I felt like I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. I died from an unseen enemy, and then I was over it.
We can
It's literally like my bed is... My bed is a sandbox, and I'm going to lay in it naked. Just sand in the vag. Not interested.
Okay.
How long did you play it?
I played two games.
Okay.
Okay. That's enough.
I played 3 hours worth of this.
She's like, wow, how did you do that?
and I'm going to cut this really short.
How long does it take to get into a game?
Like 5 minutes.
Oh, it's rough, right?
Horrible.
It's rough.
All right. So I'm gonna cut it really short for you guys, and we can just move on to the next. Battlefield 5 Firestorm is a slow PUBG. Moving on.
That's pretty much it, huh?
Yeah, it's a slow PUBG.
Oh, what about the vehicles? PUBG. What about the tanks?
It's
airplanes.
They're just there.
By the way,
only that, I didn't even want to touch them. Because first of all, I wasn't playing squads. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I maybe got to tell you guys. I wasn't playing squads. I was playing solo all the time. You jump into a room and you're shooting the shit out of everyone like PUBG. You drop. The parachutes are super slow. It takes forever to fucking land. You land. The shooting mechanism. Okay, so this game looks to what PUBG should look. Okay. If PUBG would put their mechanics into these graphics and this frame rate, that would be the perfect battle royale because they have the ping system too.
Mm.
So if they would do that without fucking...
Look, what happens when you get a tank, dude?
Nothing, dude. It's not even that great.
It's literally... So quote-unquote beast mode fam 14 in our Twitch chat, Battlefield still feels like Battlefield with their battle royale. Yeah. So you're basically just playing Battlefield.
But it doesn't feel like
a new game. When I think of battle royale, it transforms a game to feel like a completely new game. And it is a standalone game on its own. That's why so many different battle royales are able to just be free to play. Apex Legends' fun factor over Battlefield, for some reason, especially as a battle royale, I feel like Battlefield was trying to compensate and become like the trend.
The only reason they made this is to make some microtransactions out
of it. Yeah, exactly. But they're not. But here's the thing. Like, they can't maximize the content or even adhere to the true battle royale feel. I feel like.
But I'll be honest.
I feel like
Firestorm,
if you want to play Battle Royale,
it looks amazing.
Yeah,
I really like
play Apex though.
I'm confused.
I would rather be playing Apex.
Why was he able to jump through the battlefield?
You're still dying. You're still dying
when you're taking damage while you're outside.
Yeah, when you're in there,
it looks so devastating.
One of the things I did was just wait for the Firestorm to get to me, and I looked at it, and as it was destroying buildings and everything, it looked amazing. It did look great.
The Firestorm looks awesome.
I wish PUBG.
That's a circle, by the way.
I wish PUBG looked like this and played as smooth as this. This is this is what I wish PUBG was.
You want the combination between the
both? Yes, I want this combo. Someone, a game developer
and still,
out there.
Would it be as good as Apex?
For me, it would be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, Apex.
Because it's real guns.
Yeah. Because Apex is just, you know, I love Apex. Great game, amazing game. But it's a combination of Call of Duty, Titanfall, and PUBG for me. So,
do you think if you're like, what's the guy behind PUBG? Rocket? Something Rocket?
I forgot that guy's name. What's the name?
Yeah. Do you think you're happy that you spawned a genre?
Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But it's taken away from your...
You're going down in history as the guy that came out with like all these battle royales. It's a mod. That's a mod.
Didn't he
player
do
unknown.
DayZ?
The name's Player Unknown.
Yeah, he made
DayZ. Talking about Dean Rocket Hall.
Yeah,
Dean
Rocket Hall.
Yeah. The Player Unknown. It's awesome.
I'm watching these screens and I'm remembering things, Bobby. Generation Zero, they did an open letter to the fans. I think things are going slower than they thought there was gonna it was gonna go. And there's another one that right before that one. Yeah, the Cyber Pilot. I wanted to explain to you what it was. So did you play the Wolfenstein's?
Yeah. It was one of the coolest. Like the only reason I played it was because I love the intro of it. Well, my first Wolfenstein was actually Return of Castle Wolfenstein. That was my first Wolfenstein ever.
I'm talking about the new ones.
So the newest one, just being in a wheelchair and shooting guns was the most amazing thing I've ever done in a single player game.
I remember
and
you telling me that.
Hooked me like crazy. Yeah. And it was such a beautiful, amazing story having to kill Hitler. And it's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
So good.
That's the second one where you kill Hitler.
Yeah, well, that one. I'm talking about that one. That's the only one I played. I did not play the original one. The original new one.
I mean, it'd be going back in time. But what I want to talk to you about Cyberpunk. So you play, I don't think you're connected to the other characters. You're a hacker that, okay, so this world is a very beautiful world where... it's really well done. I said that last time where I was talking about, like, they did a really good job of where the Nazis won. It's not a beautiful world, but they did a really good job of making it real, right? Mm-hmm. So you play a hacker that hacks into their mechs and their robotic machinery and fucks them up from the inside. So you're, like, at a computer somewhere. You take over one of their giant mechs and just start fucking them all up from the inside. And I don't know how it works out. Like, I don't know much more than that, but it's a VR game and it sounds amazing to me. Like, how cool is that? Like, you're just taking over their machinery and turning it on.
Yeah, it sounds really fucking fun, actually.
We need VR.
We need VR.
More on that later.
I will. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I was thinking of the second game, the Hitler part, where you go in and you're auditioning for the role.
No, that's what he was talking about. Yeah.
But you don't. Yeah. Or do you kill Hitler at that part?
Doesn't somebody else kill him?
Yeah. No. But you don't have to. You don't have to. If you kill Hitler, the game ends.
Oh, there's different.
Yeah. Then they kill you. But if you kill him, you get an achievement, which I missed out on. But yeah, that was a great part. That game's so Tarantino. No, but
that's why I love that. You can kill Hitler.
Very Tarantino. So you're right, dude.
A little clarification here. So it's Brendan Green, who is player unknown. The guy you're thinking of, Dean Rocket Ball, he's the guy who made the DayZ mod way back in the day.
But I thought it was Brendan Green, that the one that did the first mod for the Pile Royales. No, it wasn't him. It wasn't player unknown. Well, he made the first ones.
Well, Rocket Hall made the.
What?
He made the DayZ.
You have green eyes. I never noticed that. Never noticed the bald spot or the green eyes.
Thank you,
on Ray.
He has a fat hog too. Do you want to pull that?
You want to see that?
No, because I respect my fellow.
Yeah, thank you,
Platonic gamer friends.
I appreciate that. We'll talk about that later.
I think that does it for highlights.
Fat hog is when highlights ends.
We're talking.
As soon as somebody says fat hog, that's the end of highlights.
So after highlights, we're gonna have homework now. So that will be the thing.
Ooh, homework! Yeah.
So let's talk about it right now.
Yeah, let's do it right now. Yeah,
exactly. Bobby.
Oh, so I'm supposed to pick something?
No. We have to pick for you.
Okay. Yes.
You have to play 3 hours of a game that we pick.
Oh, I see how we're doing it. All right.
I mean, we've been harping on them. Should it be
something modern, please?
Should it be Battlefront 2 multiplayer?
No.
Because we've been...
No. No, that's too close for comfort. That's too close to home.
That's too close to home. That's Star Wars.
Division? Division. No, Sekiro or Division?
Oh, shit.
I know he's not going to enjoy Division. I mean, Sekiro, because he's not good at controllers.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very interesting.
Let's go with Division.
Division.
It's good, G.
Look at that. We're getting people on our Twitch chat saying calling Division. That's cool.
Will you stream it so we can watch?
And the chat's calling out for it. Division, 3 hours, Bobby.
Division, 3 hours of Division.
You guys picked an expensive game.
Can't you play it for free?
No, I'm going to put that on the tab, on the DLG tab.
But I did.
What platform is that? What is that on, Origin? Or,
there we go. Dude, we're getting more people calling out Division, man. You got to play Division.
The people have
joined
spoken.
Us on
this should
Patreon.
Be a community effort, too. It shouldn't just be you guys, too. We should involve everyone.
Yeah, we should.
Definitely
we should.
Stream it. Okay.
So next week will be Chi.
Oh, I know.
You play? Bobby, people
are
not,
epic. Okay.
When I say people, I mean more than one person. I'd be like,
yeah.
Remember,
maybe I've been like, is Bobby okay? Like, do we have to worry about Bobby?
Are we having an intervention for the next episode? Yeah.
I might not be here next week, so
okay, so I'll
skip it.
I'll take
By the way, everyone.
Celebration next week.
I'm going to Seattle for the first time next week.
Oh, cool.
My sister is moving out to that area. Let me know what my must go-to places are. I'm spending just 3 days out there, but let me know where I should go when I go out.
Are you out there
Seattle
for vacation or help her move in?
I'm going to help her resettle in because she's lived out in Florida. She was supposed to live out in San Diego for 4 years. It's been 5 years since I've been out here, and I've seen and interacted with her for 3 whole months since I've moved out here.
This is what I was telling you about, Chi. This is the Chihuly Garden glass exhibit in Seattle.
Oh, my
pretty cheap,
gosh.
But I get pretty
Beirut.
Good.
Does Beirut? Do
I
Beirut
know, right? That's him right there.
Beirut would know all about this. This is like the legendary. Chihuly is like the legendary.
Oh, my God.
If he watches this episode, he's going to
get so mad.
Oh, my
God. This is like porn. This is like Beirut porn.
Oh, my God. Look at Jesse. What's up, Jesse?
He walks just like.
I'm sorry. You might not understand what we're saying. But
Beirut is one of our very
more controversial,
very loyal
members.
Very years. Good job, Ray.
I love Beirut.
Lots of years with DLG. Yeah.
Nonetheless, like become a part of our community, and like we will know you in and out.
So many new people have been coming in, and I love it. Like, I like to just sit in the channels.
Oh,
like,
you'll notice, dude. So what happens is old ones leave, and new people come in, and it's just, that's how it goes. It's like a rotation. And you just
it is.
And
it's like my love life.
It's really neat. God damn it, Jay. Anyway.
Your rotation's every Saturday.
But
am I the only single person on this stream right now? Not this stream, but this whole podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Am I better or worse?
Than what?
Being in a relationship.
Well, I can make my podcast.
Well, you're young.
Single.
I'm not young. I'm 30. I'm a 30-year-old woman. Every other gamer girl you meet is in her early 20s. Let's be real. Let's be real.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And playing Fortnite ticking right now.
I don't know.
Not me, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stick to your guns.
I don't know.
Huh?
Stick to your guns.
Okay.
It'll work out. They look good in the push-up.
Yeah.
All right, first up in news, Valve's VR headset is called Index, and it's coming soon. So they've only released a single image of it.
I don't know. Is that the headset part, or is that
what
you hold part?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's a headset.
It's a headset.
Are you looking at it?
The left side looks like a D-pad.
Yeah, it looks
like it's got some stuff up in the front. But no, have like
a
little notch that you... They had the same thing on the Oculus, like there's a little slider control for something. But yeah, that's definitely a headset. It doesn't really give too much away. They had like some, they changed the image, like they changed the contrast like super high so you could get a more clear shot of it.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
Not much. I mean, you can see it a little bit better, but it's basically the same thing. Let's see. Valve.
Valve can stick its index anywhere it wants with me. I am letting you know. I've been waiting for VR, and you know how much I love
Valve.
You
know how much more I love Chi on the podcast drinking? She's like the best Chi.
She takes the index to the second digit.
Dude, Valve,
I like it.
So long.
Oh my God,
for VR, and the fact that Valve is coming out with its index, I'm like, oh boy.
So let me throw
gimme.
It's gonna be index knuckle one, index knuckle two,
index level shocker.
Index.
But here's one of the coolest things I've seen about the index.
Oh, that is cool, Bobby.
Is they're saying, this is on the Rumorville from stuff they've been, farming in there and all
right,
the.
Right. sure.
No.
Spit it out.
Half-Life
VR.
Yeah.
Half-Life VR, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I said that many years ago,
like the only way that they could release Half-Life 3 is if they had it in it, like go along with some like leap ahead in technology.
But it's been happening for like the last... the last year.
Could you imagine?
They've been bringing it out. Like
if they've been holding Pocket Aces for like 7 years or 8 years.
Could you imagine if Half-Life 3 was Pocket Aces? That game's going to come out and people are going to shit all over it.
Dude.
I don't know. It's too early to tell. We don't know. But
think about it. It's the smartest thing in the world. How do you get everyone into VR?
By playing Half-Life 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bobby, we've also talked about this. It wouldn't be Half-Life 3. Most likely it would be a Half-Life like experience.
How do you know?
Half-Life VR.
Most likely.
I would play it.
Half-Life put an index in it.
I will say this. Valve makes some of the best VR content. So the stuff that comes for free.
Valve makes some of the VR content, yes. But Valve also makes some of the most game-changing, life-altering titles and community focused.
Everything. Clit down.
I'm sorry.
I know it was hard from last week.
I mean, oh my god.
They've done that before, but you know, gaming, the landscape of gaming has changed so much that you can't really say like Valve is always a go-to thing.
Which would also be really smart. Like, so let's say they do this, and then like Emilio said, it's not Half-Life 3, but it's a Half-Life experience. Yeah. I would buy it for the Half-Life experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they can just fucking like
getting a face sucker off your head, like,
oh, trying, dude.
Like,
yeah.
I need to make an alarm clock that is in form of a head crab, so it will just like
you can
suffocate
sit on my face
you.
And what the cool alarm clock. Anyways, continue.
So there's no price on this, no release date, like no information whatsoever.
Nothing, basically,
yeah, just an image.
Head crab alarm clock. If someone can actually make that, do it.
Oh, wait. The Valve-produced headset is going on sale in May. Suggests a Steam teaser. Okay.
How long is that from now?
May 2019.
Yeah. That's a month, man.
That's 1 month?
April's like on Monday.
Damn.
April Fool's Day. We're going to have a podcast that day, letting you guys know.
I got to pay my bills.
So if they come out with the, I doubt it comes out in May, but maybe they'll have more information on it.
Going on sale in May.
It's going on sale in May, dude.
I don't know. All it says is May 2019.
No, yeah, okay. So, but it says the Valve
going
product.
On sale
says,
in going May. On sale in
suggests May. A Steam teaser. Suggests.
But if you look at the Steam teaser, it says upgrade your experience May 2019.
It's weird when you're dealing with Valve because there's so much bullshit about like Half-Life 3 and they put in things in their game and people data mine stuff that's not accurate and it goes on and on and on. But somebody took pictures of this headset in a factory about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was like, well, who knows? And now I know that shit was real.
Mm-hmm.
So that's saying that it was in a factory 6 months ago tells me that they have thousands of copies ready to ship.
Yeah. Well, it says down there, the word sale is in the URL for this official page. So
anyway, this is why I didn't buy VR, guys. This is why we don't review VR.
And I'm actually very frustrated. I am so virtually frustrated over the fact that we have yet to invest in the VR because I feel like...
But gee, what if I would have bought the VR Pro with almost all of our money?
Okay, here, think about it. If we bought the VR Pro, we would have created more content that would have produced more money to create more VR money to support VR content.
Yes,
like, that's how I feel. Like, just get in there.
You're right. But at the same time... It would have been like we would have never got that money back. And what if this is a game changer? You know?
Yeah, yes and no.
We could have easily. We could bring the VR. Let's just resell the original VR headset that we had and reinvest it into something bigger and better.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I am so mad we don't have VR.
I know, like, me too.
Yeah.
But now we have to wait. It's only May.
I mean, it's only a month or two.
Well, okay, so watch. We can wait because, first of all, we don't know what's going to happen with this. Because one thing about the Vive is the tracking. That is game-changing.
Oh, yeah, but the new Oculus
this one looks like it is
without the light bar.
But if you look at the very top of it, it has two cameras coming out. That probably says that it doesn't need...
How good?
Yeah, but does it have vibration?
How does tracking work with the light boxes?
Vibration, sorry.
I don't know.
How does that
probably
work?
Probably have to wait for the next version.
Is it
like
GPS? How does that work?
Gee, I've been listening to our last episodes very recently, and you were like... Ooh, I can't wait to sit on one of those V boxes at the movies. You're like
D boxes.
You're like, I want that D box.
Listen to yourself.
Box.
Listen to yourself. Listen to what you said.
Yeah,
you want that D box?
Can I get a D box on
can't
my box?
Wait to sit on that D box.
It's gonna be official. I'm gonna change from smoochy to raunchy, very pretty soon here.
Hey, dude, have you ever seen VR? Have you ever seen VR porn?
My doppelganger, my evil twin, take over.
No,
we are porn. My evil twin will take over.
Let's move on.
All right. Next up, the lineup for Summer Games Done Quick 2019 has been announced. So if you take a look at the list, there are a few good ones on here that I haven't seen before that I want to check out. Borderlands 2 is on there. Mm. All co-op quests looks
three
like
hours.
This.
What's this again?
3 hours.
What, no, but what is this?
Speedrunning. The speedrunning event they do twice a year.
Oh, so man. I've never heard of this before.
Like Games Done
heard
Quick?
Of Games Done Quick?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Every July and every January.
They do it for charity. And, yeah. So
and it's local. It's local. You know this.
It's not local.
No, he doesn't know anything about this.
I've never heard about this.
So speedrunners come in.
Minnesota and somewhere on the East Coast is where they do
it. They stream it.
What do we do that's local then? There's a local.
They do it with the chat. So then there's announcers and everything. And sometimes it can be really boring, and sometimes it can be really exciting.
Wait, beating all of Castlevania in 15 minutes?
Yeah, they do. They use glitches a lot.
Yeah.
So any percent, yeah, they'd probably use
Booger glitches. Man.
So if you've never seen any of it,
oh my god,
Booger this is the perfect time to get in.
Yeah, that's a classic, man. Oh my god,
dude. Booger Man, do you guys remember that
game? Yeah, I still love that game. There's Booger Man 1 and 2.
I wish you wouldn't bring it up.
Dude, you never saw Booger Man? I mean, you never played Booger Man?
He just flicks boogers.
He would flick boogers at you.
Oh my god.
Awesome.
Chin goals, dude.
All right, that one's on the menu. That's one I got to watch. So Booger Man, that's happening.
Cannon Spike. I love the Cannon Spike on the Dreamcast. It was Capcom characters in a 3D space. Like a shooter. Oh my goodness.
Ray is like
I played everything, man. Shut up.
All right.
I had a Dreamcast. That was the last console I really had.
That was one of the best games on the Dreamcast.
Damn. Yeah, well, they'll be speed running that. What's the time on that one?
Who's the horny guy on Family
Ten?
Guy?
Wow. How do you beat
Who's the horny guy?
The neighbor?
Yeah.
Quagmire.
Wow. Ray is like Quagmire when he found out about porn.
I love that I had to remind Emilio of everyone in the podcast who Quagmire was.
Yeah. Chippendale
Rescue Rangers. That's a hard game.
Giggity, giggity.
No, that one's super easy. I got the Disney pack on Steam, and I actually beat the first game not too long
ago. Yeah, I got the early morning whatever.
I could do their whole theme song right now.
Saturday morning thing.
Yeah, because I played DuckTales, too. Yeah.
Like it was free, right, on Twitch or something like that, I think. I think it was free on something, because I have it for free.
Disney doesn't give shit.
Do you guys want the Chippendales intro song or not?
Chippendale
times. Some
crimes
go slipping through the cracks, but these two
gumshoes
are picking up the sack. There's no game. There's no crime too big. No crime too small.
Chippendale. Oh my gosh.
Rescue Rangers.
Okay, time out.
Chippendale in the ranges.
I do love Chippendales. And I actually got to see the real Chippendales show in Las Vegas.
That's amazing.
It was so amazing. You should have seen what they did with a banana.
I actually saw Thunder from Down Under because I worked at security a long time ago.
Oh, wow. I've never.
It was horrible because I was in the very front and I just saw balls.
How was your self-esteem after that?
I was actually thin during that time, so it wasn't that bad.
You were what thin that time?
I was thinner during that time.
I feel like with men, it's not important to be thin. It's not.
Depends.
Yeah, it is. Well, yes and no. When you're younger, yes. When you're older, no.
I don't know. I think dad bod is in.
Like not really.
I was making out with this much younger girl, and she hugged me, and she's like, "You're twice as round as my boyfriend. It's great." And And I was like, oh my God, that sounds terrible. You know?
As a woman and as a heavier set woman, I don't.
That's a lie. You've lost so much weight. You look great.
Thank you. But I don't feel as comfortable being with. No, that's not a lie. I fucking Max was thin as fuck and I loved him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like thick boys too. But moving on.
Yeah, let's move on.
All right, so Half-Life in 35 minutes. I'll probably check that one out. I haven't seen Half-Life. Ooh, Kingdom Hearts 3. You guys like that game, right?
Yep.
3 hours, 40 minutes.
Ray, you don't know anything about this.
I have it. I own it.
Marvel Madness. I'll be checking that one out. 4 minutes. What the fuck? A couple of Mega Man games. But check out the last one.
Octodad. That's funny.
Yeah. Prey 2017. I've seen that one before. That one's pretty good. But check out the last one here.
Wait a second. Where's Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball on this? Dead or Alive Extreme.
Well, you don't beat that game.
Or you just beat off to that game.
Yeah. She said it.
Quickest beat. Bum. Quickest beat. Dead or Alive Extreme. And that's why you hate or love me at the same time.
All right. So last
Zombies
one is,
in my neighbors.
Yeah, Zombies
sorry,
in my neighbors.
Bobby.
40 minutes.
I totally fucked that up for Bobby.
So yeah, that's coming up. When is this event? This is the summer one's always in July.
Ray.
Yes.
All right, Ray. I'm sorry. Bobby.
No.
If you don't donate this year, you're not allowed to fucking.
Because you love it so much. Why are you not donating?
He watches every.
I don't think I've ever donated to anything in my entire life, but
what
we can
even like people outside of the grocery
maybe
store,
the homeless guy outside.
Oh no, dude!
You never even dropped your change.
I live downtown, dude. You realize what I did?
That's true.
I never have change. Food? No, I never have food. I'm never like walking around with a sandwich on me.
He donated rock stars to us.
Oh yeah, I did.
He did donate.
Yeah. I'm sure I've donated. But yeah,
poor Mexicans that need some energy.
I know.
They're sleeping against cactuses all day.
Thank you, Bobby. Muchas gracias, Bobby.
All right, we talked about Wolfenstein.
Señor Bobby is nice.
Señor Bobby is nice. I like Bobby. He gave me energy.
I don't know what this is. No Starfield or ES6 at
E3. Oh, so Bethesda. Bethesda. We're all looking forward to Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6.
So it was news that they were going to be at E3 because they skipped the last one.
No, they didn't. The last one was they announced Soul 76.
All right. Whatever. So
we were
pretty excited that they were going to be talking about some of their big titles, Elder Scrolls 6 or Starfield, but they have said unequivocally that no, neither one of these titles are going to be talked about at E3. So,
and
they're probably going to be blowing up that game that you have in your phone that you can't play.
Elder Scrolls. That's actually at PAX. PAX, all they talked about was Elder Scrolls Blades, actually.
I've seen good reviews.
Yeah, well, actually, I still haven't played it. You have to wait for a notification to come in to tell you it's your turn, and it hasn't been my turn in the last 4 days, so fuck them. Anyways, one thing about this is so when they had the PAX, the whole PAX thing, and the best thing was like 2 days, everyone thought there's going to be Fallout 76 people there, ready to throw tomatoes at Todd Howard or do something, and just, you know, because, you know, half of the PAX thing was set Fallout 76, talking about all the stuff coming out. Everyone that was there was super supportive. They were like, it's almost as if all the gamers there were like, they have faith in Fallout 76, and that made me feel really good. And everyone still has faith, like, these guys are going to fix this. They're going to make this amazing.
It's been getting better, right?
It has been getting better.
Can we agree that every month it gets better?
It's been getting better. It has. It has. You know, people are still dropping two nukes on and crashing servers. And
maybe they need the Dead Cells equation where they just hand out this freebie giant DLC. And it's going to attract those original customers that or consumers that were interested but never invested, such as myself. And I think that's what they need. They just need to make their game.
Yeah.
They need to pull it out of early fucking access, even though it is officially launched. But you know it's an early access game because they're trying so hard to fix it.
So I have another friend that's also kind of on the inside when it comes to some, but that's just some very minimal stuff. And he was telling me a lot of the stuff that's coming out now is was actually planned DLC to be like maybe a couple bucks, and then since it was so, you know, since, you know, the failed launch,
they said
fuck it, we're not going to charge anything. All this stuff that's coming up for the next year is actually free, so
that's
yeah,
good. That's
which is smart. They needed that.
Yeah. All right, on to hardware. Someone got a Titan XP?
Yep.
Yeah, that's me. My spoiled motherfucking ass, undeserving, super humbled, got a Titan XP delivered to me from Senor Build a Heel, also the PS4 that I've never plugged in. Nonetheless, he told me it was potentially broken, so I wanted to wait for one of you gentlemen, fine gentlemen in the room here, to help this damsel in distress put it into my PC. I know you did offer, but I didn't want to take up your time because time is valuable. Mm-hmm. And so I went to my go-to Tom's Hardware. Oh, wait, no, old school, name drop. I think that guy hates me. But anyways,
Tom?
I called my life
Official
Linus.
Tom hates you?
I don't know. But I called my life Linus, okay. Whose name is Tom, and I just put him up on Discord video. I love that I don't have to... Basically, we Skyped, but it's Discord video now. Thank goodness, Discord. You got one good thing going on for you outside of all this fucking N-word and R-word drama. But so he walked me through just making sure I didn't destroy my computer while plugging in the new Titan XP. And I can say, holy shit, I had no fucking idea. I get it when I'm ready for a new rig. I get it when I'm like, you guys, this isn't doing it for me anymore. I'm ready for something new.
Yeah, 970 was getting
It was dated. Honestly, 970 was like the minimum requirement for
a lot of games.
For a lot of the games that I wanted to play. So I still was able to play it and able to stream it. But when it comes to, but then like as soon as I installed the XP, loaded up Apex, that was my one thing that I loaded it up. Noticed that I was capping at 144 versus maybe 90. I was playing Apex at 90 FPS and still rocking it. But here's the thing, like when I installed the new Titan, it came with a DisplayPort adapter, not an actual DisplayPort cable. And that is currently restricting me to 60 Hertz. And so even though my frames are like, I don't have the proper cable to put me back at 144. So I did notice a difference in terms of playing Apex, but I was still hindered by the fact that it wasn't graphically, it's whatever. I still had my settings on low, so it didn't actually make a difference.
But why would you do that? Why wouldn't you up your graphics?
Because I was still playing on 60 Hertz. I was like, I'll fuck with it later. So
you're waiting for the cable before.
And the cable arrived at my front door, Amazon Prime, as of this morning. I just, on the way out, I got it.
Yeah.
So I have not been able to like set it up.
More
tonight.
On this next week.
Tonight and then next week, I might play it more. Cool. But again, undeserving. But completely appreciative. I can't
wait.
That
is quite a gift, Bill. Thank
holy
you,
shit, yes. I can't wait to fucking, like, really see the full potential of this Titan XP.
Although,
I wasn't really ready for it.
Thanks, buddy.
But now that I have, like, put it, like, now that I've finally installed it and wasn't, like, putting it off, I am, like, I don't know. It's like unveiled eyes. And I'm so like ready for what's next.
So, and then your other rig.
Holy shit.
So it's nice that she had like an extra computer throughout the years that she would just like whenever we needed one.
Yeah.
She had this other tower just ready to go.
Yeah.
There was nothing special about it, but it worked.
Yeah.
And then you've done things to that thing. So where are we there?
So it's because.
I assume that that rig got your 970.
No, my 970 is just sitting out ready for the taking by someone. Anyways.
Maybe Bill the Hill.
So with installing the new Titan XP, I was just in tech mode. I was empowered as a woman. I was like, hey, I actually could do things on my own. Let's do this. I installed this new graphics card. What else do I have to do? Oh, yeah, I forget. I have a friend whose laptop crapped out on him recently. And this is a really close real-life friend who obviously only needs a good enough computer to play Han of all the fucking games, whatever. But anyways, I was like, okay, I did this for myself. What can I do to give to someone else? I was like, let me go ahead and reformat my completely ancient rig, which runs a 260 or 270 AMD 2 processor, only has 4 gigs of RAM. Like I bought it. I didn't buy it.
Can that even like do Excel spreadsheets?
Honestly, okay, here's the thing. I thought it was only going to take me 30 minutes to fucking transfer my old files and reformat it so I can recycle it.
Yeah.
I didn't do the full format because it froze halfway through after 3 hours of reformatting.
Just quick format.
But what happened was, here's the thing. I thought it was going to take me 30 minutes. It took me 4 fucking frustrating hours to get my rig to finally recycle itself into something where if he loaded up the computer, he wouldn't see any discriminating photos of me. And therefore...
No, but the thing is, if you quick format, it's good enough. Because unless the guy knows how to recover the data, and it's not even the full data. You know, when people say you can recover the data, you don't really recover the full data. You recover like bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
But it's not even
the install. Data. How big was the hard drive?
I don't know, baby hard drive. I don't know.
Because if you
remember.
Install Windows over that, then you're going to write over a lot of data anyway. But
it was running Windows 10. So the last time I can completely recall using this computer at any time in my life, it was 2014. Because I got my new rig in 2014, I think.
Okay.
With the current rig that I'm still using to this day. Oh, cheese.
He brought out the cheese.
I love cheese. Anyways,
I love cheats.
I was using that rig as a doorstop, literally. It was just behind my door, keep preventing it from hitting, banging into the wall. So I'm glad it's out of my hair, and you'll probably hear me talking about it, because now that my friend has it, he's probably going to have all these tribulations with it, and I'll be walking through what it's like to build up an 8-year-old rig to where it's at least feasible enough to play.
It can tell what it is, but it cannot, you know, you can't rebuild the picture, you can't rebuild an actual file.
You have cheese in your beard. I can't take you seriously. Let's move on.
Bite it off.
All right, time for listener questions. first up from Dope Sacks, is subscribing to the channel on Twitch or just donating more beneficial to y'all?
That's you guys. I still don't know how this shit works.
I guess
I'm Patreon, just here eating cheese.
Either way, they take a cut, right, Bobby?
Yeah, yeah. They take half of the subscription. So I think we make, what, $250 off a subscription, plus it takes forever for us to get that money. Mm-hmm. The donation is more direct. That 100% goes to us, except it's taxed, of course. But that also, through Twitch, takes a while. Well, actually, no. That goes to our PayPal. So that's
instant.
Yeah, that's immediate. So, yeah, I'd say donating.
And not just that, because on top of that, morally, like being cheered on is cool. Like, you're like, oh shit, like when Fractal Joss gave it $100, we're like, that came out of nowhere. And
do
it really,
you guys get the whole $100 when it's donated? No, because like,
think so.
Like Stream Labs or whoever the is handling the donation, right, keeps a percentage
except for what we get to the government.
Oh really?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make sense. And why would a company do your donations for you and donate into your PayPal for you?
They make money in some other way, I'm sure. Oh, but okay. it goes through PayPal, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Donations are great, but, you know, we don't expect, because we have 14 people watching, thousands of people listen. So, you know, a lot of people don't have time, and especially Sundays, this is probably family time for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I stick with my gaming family. That's what
I do. Aww. I love Sunday.
I love you too.
We should go to Sunday Hermano. Service in the morning.
Amano Emilio.
Oh my God.
I don't like Cochina.
Cochina. Cochina.
Someone
else asked earlier.
Basically,
someone asked if for the Twitch house, someone asked, should we go through Patreon? Should we go through a direct donation?
Oh, yeah. I saw that earlier.
Yeah.
I would say
right now we're fielding to see if there's enough interest.
Yeah, just contact.
By next week, if we know there's enough interest, then we'll put something together and we'll put a real fund together.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be maybe a small GoFundMe.
If we can get something crazy going, we'll get a house for all of us.
There's no houses.
You know
downtown.
What? I could get some crazies.
We don't have to stay in downtown.
I can get some crazies to donate and participate that don't have anything to do with video gaming. That's the thing.
No, but
it's
I'm
like,
just saying,
if you're
like,
trying
we don't
to
have
get
to
me
stay
to build
in
a train, I can make it happen.
We don't have to stay in downtown. Can. We have to. Captain.
I would want us to. Okay, can I be real?
Yeah.
I want us. Gummy.
Captain
hi, Gummy.
Just wants to move
Gummy.
In.
Like,
it's not permanent, Gummy. Get your shit together.
I would love.
It's an Airbnb, bro.
Is it selfish if I want us to get an Airbnb by the beach and by where I live?
That's too much, because it would be expensive. I say we get something cheaper and let's try to see if we can have more people come down. That'd be
Mario
cool.
Logan's really cheap.
As long as none of you guys like slit our throats in the middle of the night, that'd be great.
Don't wear any green down there and you're good.
Oh my gosh. Why not by the beach? The beach is beautiful. And
Mario Logan's
and
very
hip.
Close to the
Where's
water.
Barrio Logan? I don't think I've ever been to Barrio Logan. I've been out here
you
5 years.
To.
Okay, this is why
what
I'm
other,
in charge.
What other neighborhood
this is why
is
I'm in charge
Barrio.
Of the TwitchCon house.
So yeah, let's honestly... If you guys didn't hear it in the beginning,
if there is any interest, hit up Chi on Discord. That's it. And
a
then
house
we'll go next
for
week.
Us, all of us.
Send me your
drinking,
meat snaps.
It's drinking,
awesome.
Meat snaps.
And then the podcast will happen on Sunday, and you can all watch and kind of maybe join in. We'll make it work. It'll be fucking awesome. Let's try to do this, guys. It'll be awesome.
No, right. Honestly, yeah.
So right now, if people are interested, they should contact Chi through Discord,
mm-hmm. which is Smoochie, hashtag OT15,
and just let her know that you're interested in being a part of this or in any way, like coming down
or just
being
donating.
Part of the house or donating. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're just kind of feeling it out right now. All right, next question. Bilbo Swaggins, Steam or Epic Games Launcher? Either don't answer this question or get Bobby's blood to start boiling by speculating.
I mean, we went through this last week, right? Mm-hmm. Super drunk. Because I only know that because...
I don't remember what I said
okay.
to it.
Wait, okay. First off, can you show off what shirt you're wearing right now?
Oh,
what
yeah.
is...
This is my favorite probably DLG shirt.
And what is it? It's the Valve logo with DL instead of... And right here,
well, it's
too.
It's the Half-Life logo.
It's the Half-Life logo. Exactly. Half-Life is Valve.
Chad
Come
really
on,
knocked
please.
That out of the park with that.
Anyways.
That's pretty good.
So I don't even know what the Epic launcher looks like. It's like a giant shield with Epic in the middle or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I don't either.
You I don't even know my password for my Epic motherfucking launcher. So that's what I Team Valve.
Sounds like
all
a
the
you
way.
Problem.
Okay.
Oh, Bobby. Okay, first off, it's not because I've had the same password for like fucking 12 years.
Okay, that's
but
a,
gee, you're going
she
off.
She probably got drunk and forgot her password and she thought no. she got hacked.
I don't forget I feel anything like, when I'm drunk.
I feel like emotions play a big part in what you're talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
loyalty.
Yeah, loyalty.
Yeah.
And I get it. But what if you've been betrayed for years by the same person or company? Like, has Steam been doing everything they can do to be the best company they can for the last 5 years? I would say no.
Not from, discreet. Thank you for the five.
Hold
the
How's phone. That work? What is that?
Five gifted subs. So you're amazing.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, nice.
Hey, thanks, awesome, creep. That's man. The first time anybody's done that.
Let's drop some shields.
Got one. Poor Shadow Master would get a Nighthawk.
We need to
Fuck
drop
yeah.
some shields. Okay, so earlier, I know, reverting back to the Dope Sax question, subscribing to a channel on Twitch or just donating more beneficial, I think the subscribing is more beneficial to you as a Twitch viewer if you like our emote. Yeah. So generally the biggest selling point of subscribing versus just straight up donating is that you get the subscriber icon and you get the emote for the channel, which is our shield, mm-hmm. not the Epic shield. Fuck the Epic shield. and it just makes you a little bit one step further into an immersion of the Twitch channel and or the
Waconius is fucking stoked.
I know,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, this is cool, man.
He's like,
that's awesome. I love it.
He's like, I get to buy that
See,
extra.
That's
exactly.
Love.
Let's throw
that's
up those
love
shields.
The deal
throw up those
right
DLG shields. So that's what I mean. Like, I think at
things.
Least with subscribing, you're getting even though Twitch is taking 50% of the even though Twitch is taking 50% back of 50% of the income, at least you're getting something a little bit back, and that's
I've always
really
wanted
cool
to say
about.
This. I've always wanted to say this because, like, you know, I've only streamed a little bit, and I'll be like, "Oh my god, our Twitch chat is going crazy right now."
Yeah. The worst thing, I mean, from my point of view, is bitties. Bitties seems like the worst way to.
Yeah, don't do bitties. Yeah.
No, bitties are Incidus. Fun. Guys, it's all about
how much
the,
do they take?
Here's the thing. Okay, when
it is
I get
five,
bit,
20, it's fun.
Is it 25 or 50 that they keep from the bitties too?
Being on Twitch for 5 years as a streamer, hiatus streamer as I am, I appreciate all of it. I appreciate the subs.
No, of
I appreciate
course.
The biddies.
Oh, yeah, no.
The
but if,
somebody,
but if, somebody's
no, but if
asking
someone's asking what's
the
best way for us to help out with our it's donations.
I like to throw bits because they're fun. It's like throwing in a comment with a little bit more. And then also on top of that, the bits, let's not just monetize everything here. It's all about the experience. And that's what Twitch is. Yeah. Twitch is live for a reason. It's not just watching a fucking video on YouTube and you don't actually get a collaborate with the other people watching and or like the YouTuber themselves. This like Twitch to me, and maybe it's because I'm a small time streamer. It's the interpersonal factor. Right. And I feel like biddies, you get the first place, second place, third place, and it's fun. It's like going to a party and like, you know, the fucking, it's my birthday, bitch. I'm a newlywed bitch. I'm a bachelor bitch. Like when she wears
like
that banner, it's like a badge.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It attracts attention. And it's just a little bit more than just saying, woohoo, I love you. Woohoo, I love you. Here's a 100 bits.
Right.
Boom.
I got you.
Uh-huh.
I get it. Yeah, cool.
And to be saying racist
it's
things.
It's like.
And to be.
When you go to the strip club.
And incidents.
Yeah.
Saying stuff.
Exactly.
Make it rain.
Yeah.
Make it rain.
But we prefer donations. Anyways.
Yeah.
Let's make all checks out to cash.
So. Here's the thing, though. Like, when you do go to strip clubs, I know this is weird, tangent, whatever. When you do go to strip clubs, how often do you remember the stripper's name? Or how often do you remember how much money you spent?
Money spent, yes.
I remember.
Stripper's name, no.
Yeah, exactly.
And also depends.
Or face, like, let alone.
Yeah.
I remember.
Oh, she has a face?
What?
She has a
I
face.
Thought I was just staring at the titties.
Yeah. I had
I get it. I was just staring at the
bitties.
I had
no idea that strippers had heads.
I gotta get pee.
No, but I gotta compliment Ray because did we agree that Wednesdays were gonna be midstream?
Yes.
All right, well, I don't remember that. And he made it happen. And we did a Wednesday stream, and it was awesome.
It was fun.
And then he also planned the party at my house.
That same day.
Without my approval.
When we got drunk.
Yeah. And he made a party.
And it made it happen.
And it was
awesome. I keep making stuff happen, guys. I'm just saying. I'm going to keep making
things happen.
So, well, honestly, we'll talk about this next week a little bit more, about more stuff that's going to happen.
YouTube is going to be more of a thing.
There's going to be stuff happening with DLG. It'll be cool.
Yeah.
More involvement, more stuff to save and watch later. It'll be fun. So we'll talk about it more next week.
Bobby might be leaving us because he's going to start a Splinter 15-year-old game only podcast.
Bobby's not leaving.
All right, what's next, Bobby?
Next up is Zap. Why do you think gamers are the only group that adds value to media based on how long it is? No one scoffs at seeing a 2-hour movie for $10 to $15, but I would have a hard time paying $60 for a 4 to 6 hour game. I've never heard the phrase "that movie isn't worth seeing." The ticket was $10 and it was only 90 minutes.
Okay, so
that's such a good question. I love it.
Yeah, there's tons of answers and there's tons of ways you can go about this. Chad's in the gaming industry, and he brought this up, I believe, originally, that getting a game, a AAA title, for $60 is a steal. Like, depending, considering how much work went into, how many hundreds of millions of dollars went into that AAA title, getting it for $60 is not fair at all. And that's why we see microtransactions. This is why we see in-game loot. This is why we see microtransactions. You know, I'll just go on and on. So basically, it's really hard to say. I would say, what was it, 3 years ago, Bobby, we came up with $1 an hour? No, it was like, what was our, we had one.
Something like that.
Yeah. It was something like that. And it doesn't hold up and it's not very good. But it's something. It wasn't $1 an hour. I believe it was like, $1 an hour sounds like crazy.
No, because we equated it to a movie ticket.
Yeah, right.
So it was like, if you go see a 2-hour movie and you're paying $10, $20 or something, then
yeah,
maybe it was $10.
It made sense at the time. I don't know if it made sense in the common era, but... Yeah.
Well, games have been stuck at $60 because people don't pay more than $60 for a game. That's like, there's a big steep drop off when you start charging more than $60. I mean, people do, they'll do the deluxe.
But you know
edition.
What's crazy?
They brought for Ray. Ray buys all those shit.
No, I should have.
You do.
Anyways.
Do you or do you not buy all of the.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes or no?
Yes, I do. Anyways.
Yeah. And the additions of the computers, the consoles themselves.
All right. So, games used to be $50. That was the price. $49.99 was the price.
They made it to
and then they brought it up to $59.99, which is what it's been forever and ever and ever now. I do pay more because normally you do, because I'm going to end up buying the DLC. And
you're wearing the shirt I gave you on the DLG.
So you guys see it? This is one of the DLG perks, I guess.
Adventure Time shirt?
Adventure Time shirt.
He likes Adventure Time.
Yeah, I love Adventure Time. That's why you didn't get it.
Anyway, night that I met him, he was wearing an Adventure Time costume.
You met him?
Yeah.
Wait, you guys weren't...
Halloween.
You guys weren't raised in the same family?
Outside of...
I thought you guys were cousins.
Intervention.
What? Just because we're...
just kidding. Gee. I'm fucking kidding.
Gee, don't be ridiculous.
And then Chi is Samurai. wait, Chinese.
I'm never mind.
That's different. Because you're Chinese. Then Chi likes to eat dogs.
hot dogs.
She just took it to another level. Anyways, the thing is, like,
thanks for the biddies, dude.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Really
arigato
appreciate that.
Arigato gozaimasta. Muchas gracias, señor.
I don't know. Whenever I buy a game, I actually, if I'm paying $60, I want it to be that super hardcore AAA title. Which makes sense, right? Is that the normal? Is that the norm?
Yeah, $60.
$60 is that's a full on.
It's a standard.
Over 20 hours.
$60 is just
not guaranteed.
20 hours.
Monetary standard.
Which game do you know that $60 is under 20 hours?
It's branding. Target bags are like what, $40?
Which game
Gucci
do you know?
Gucci bags are $600. Mainstream AAA titles are $60. It's just a branding price. Trust me, I worked for GameStop for 6 years.
Me too.
You do?
No, only 6 months.
I got fired.
You know who probably fired you?
I probably fired you. Yeah. I probably fired you, motherfucker. No, but here's the thing.
Wait. Were you the... No, you weren't the manager.
I was one of their the youngest store managers in GameStop.
Oh, no, that was the manager. No, then how? What do you mean you probably fired me? Joke. I would have worked at your store if you would fired me. I worked at the East Lake store.
Let's bring up how you throw smoke grenades.
No, okay,
I'm pretty good at them. But my
when it comes to the whole, I wasn't here when you guys actually read through the entire question. When it comes to $60, if I know it's going to be a quality game, I don't know how many hours it'll make me sink. Sekiro is it the perfect example of this. I knew down the pipeline for free I was going to get a Sekiro game code maybe 2 weeks from now, a week from now. I didn't want to wait. I bought that game outright and started playing it because I know they earned my money. Because generally games that usually put themselves at $59.99 are like, hey, we put a lot of sweat, tears, blood into this game. Pay us, bitch.
That's very true.
And even if you don't like it, even if you pick it up for 5 minutes.
That time in.
Yeah.
I've been a tester. And I've been there. Double time.
It's what gets that $60 price point is what keeps the fucking machine going.
But here's the weird part. You have a $60 game and you have microtransaction on top of that, which is the trend.
That's fine.
Right or now. You have Apex Legends.
Let's talk about Anthem. Let's talk about, Apex is free.
Yeah.
Anthem. What are other ones?
It's because if you really think about it, paying $60 for a game is not enough for the amount of time.
That's how we started this conversation.
Or if you think about PC gaming in general, those PC games that were exclusive PC gaming, like back in the Blizzard 1.0 days, StarCraft, Warcraft, all of that stuff. Guess what? You had to invest into an actual computer that was good enough. And that's why PC gaming master race is such an exclusive thing. Maybe not so much anymore for the younger generation, but back in the day, we were exclusive because we had to invest. It wasn't just a $60 motherfucking title. It was a $500 minimum rig. At the time, $500 didn't stretch the way it does now.
You want to be honest, a lot of PC gamers in the beginning would actually crack everything and then they wouldn't fucking, they want to pay for shit.
Piracy is pretty rampant.
I hated that.
But I went to the retail store. I bought my video games back then.
Yeah.
For good, piracy honest is consumers out Bobby, there. That's what we had to do.
Bobby, can you read Epic Try Harder Face?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Epic Try Hard Face in chat says he pays $60 for an 8-hour COD campaign every year, basically for the production value. The $1 per hour metric isn't equal across the board. I think that's really what it boils down to, though. With movies, it's easy to standardize that because you know what you're getting.
That makes great sense. I actually love that. $60 for an 8-hour campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does a Gucci bag actually hold more contents? Does it carry more fucking tampons around than a fucking Target $12 bag? We pay for what we assume the value of the game is. Let's be real. It's just branding.
A Gucci bag will last you.
No, that's fucking. I have a fucking Coach bag that was gifted to me. I would never buy myself a Coach bag. And the fucking
full leather.
It's not fake, motherfucker.
I disagree. I disagree.
Like the value of this.
I just got slapped by Chi.
I will slap. I never got this physical with a mini, did I?
No.
Not that we know of.
No.
No, Ray's slappable. He'll let me slap him. I feel like Minnie would probably.
I still don't like it.
He has no hair. Like the guy. I slap him around.
I like the dad bod. I don't know. Oh my God. Anyway.
This is what I'm trying to say. It's different, Chi. It's not branding because big brands bring value.
I know my mother owns a Louis bag that she bought 15 years ago and it still looks new. But if she would have bought a Coach bag or any other bag or whatever in that, because my mom's super always been.
Maybe she takes care of it better.
Nah, I've seen homeless people. Honestly, when I lived in LA, I saw homeless people with Louis bags because people just, old homeless people would just throw them around in the trash.
Like, I think Louis bags are ugly, though. Why would you pay extra to have to have a shit stain on your fucking arm?
Homeless people having Gucci bags is when we move on. Let's move on.
All right, next question from Pharaoh Steve. Give your favorite movie of all time and pitch a video game adaptation.
Ooh. I like that.
Adaption.
Damn.
I can go first because I've thought about
it. No, see, that doesn't count because every Super Nintendo game is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo
that's pretty much what they did. But make your version of the game.
You know, do you guys know that thing where you ask a question in order so you can say your answer? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm. It's a conversation starter. Mm. So I said it to Ray last night. I was like, what do you think is the best animated movie of all time? But his answer was my answer. And
Lion King is the best.
The Lion King is the best shit ever made.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway. I've never cried twice in a movie.
It'd be interesting when they make the remake, the live action one.
Oh, I've been wanting to see the stage play.
Can
we go together on a date?
So Lion King is your favorite movie of all time?
All right. We're still stuck in the preamble of this question here. So favorite movie, video game adaptation.
Bobby's about to start texting right now.
Mine's very easy. It's Avengers Infinity War is my favorite movie of all time. And it would be
Infinity War? Wow. Really? That movie just came out. You don't want to like wait a little while, see if it's got legs?
It came out about a year ago now.
Bobby, just because that's it's not a classic time. Doesn't make it viable. I feel like Bobby only plays the classics.
Well, Bobby, as visuals and as technology advances...
Yeah, like, but you take that movie outside of the rest of the Marvel movies, especially the other Avenger movies, and it doesn't really stand on its own.
I disagree. But
everybody dies at the end.
I had just watched all 14. I had just watched 14
that might add something to do with it.
Yeah. So, and you know, dude, to have a 10-year quest to get something done, that's amazing. Especially bringing in this, like, black director that's kind of like unknown and telling him not what to do, but we have this thing that we're thinking about and he adheres to it and it's nominated for Best Picture. Black Panther was nominated for Best Picture. Like, it's for me, I'm a fanboy, yes, but
token fanboy.
Yeah,
Black Panther sucked,
but for me, Infinity War,
that was a South Park reference.
Infinity
I'm
War
sorry.
Because it's crescendo of it's a 10-year lead up. I give it to that.
It was just immediate.
And as far as a game, I think it would be fun to like play around with it a little bit, like a standard like Wolverine slashing through things would be kind of boring. I would pitch something like, I don't know, something weird outside of the thing, like trying to stop Thanos right behind every time he gets a power. It would be something really weird, like, oh, I get this ability, but Thanos just got the ability to warp reality. I got this ability, but now Thanos can do this. And
so it's basically like, your favorite movie ever, but a roguelike.
Yeah.
That's
roguelike Infinity War.
Bobby, I want to hear your take on this.
Now let's go.
All right, favorite movie.
Casablanca doesn't count. No. Just kidding.
All time, I got to go with RoboCop. And they made a bunch of games.
Is that your really?
Yeah, when it comes down to it.
I mean, it's awesome. I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah, the first RoboCop, the sequels are pretty garbage, and the remake was like
especially the
mediocre.
Third one.
Oh, yeah, the third one really jumped the shark.
With the ninjas.
Yeah. But I think you just do it standard, like a first-person shooter, man. I think, like, you make it, like, Wolfenstein or Doom, just, I don't know. I don't think you need either that or maybe an RPG like Deus Ex style.
Ooh.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
All right.
Pretty simple answer.
Me? Okay, so it's interesting because I have an animated answer, and then I have like a realist, like a live action answer. For animated, I would say Akira. I love that movie, and when I think about Akira,
I watched that movie for the first time last week.
No fucking
what?
Yeah. How was it? That's a classic.
Yeah.
Hello.
What do you think as an adult? Because
watching it again,
holy shit, Akira!
It's pretty good, and I'm not an anime fan.
But Akira got me
into
anime.
I feel bad for
the
women in that. I don't mean to like get on a soapbox, but it's just like all the women are just getting yelled at and punched all movie long, dude.
All the time. Hello to
feminism. Is that like an Asian
30 years old?
No, it's just a woman thing.
Every movie 30 years old.
God, I had a bad joke, and I'm not going to say it, but that was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I mean, I liked it more than, I've seen Vampire Hunter D, and I've seen like Afro Samurai, but I don't know if that's really like anime, but I haven't seen that much anime. I never cared for it, like Cowboy Bebop and all that stuff, but I enjoyed it. I liked it. I liked the whole 80s thing to it.
Yes.
How'd your girl think?
I didn't watch it with her.
Oh. Who'd you watch it with?
Well, I just watched it alone. Asshole,
man. Alone?
Yeah.
Alone?
I watch a lot of movies
Akira?
Alone.
Yeah, Akira. Yeah, you can watch that alone easily. It's actually better.
Akira, no. The other, not at all.
Because, well, when you're a male watching Akira, it's actually better watching it alone because your girlfriend would be bitching at you the whole time.
Okay. Back at the time, like when it. I first saw Akira, I was into maybe DBZ a little bit. Toonami was a thing. And then I saw Akira and I was like, holy shit, this is what anime actually is. Mm. And that's when I actually became a weeb. I realized animation is so much beyond what Adult Swim puts out. This is...
Well, there was no Adult Swim.
Yeah. And then Akira opened up doors for me, like Ninja Scroll, Deep Blue, or I forgot the name of that. It was super disturbing.
It was an art form.
It was an art form. All the Hayao Miyazaki films, it actually made me take anime serious. And when it comes to Akira, if I could have a video game rendition of that game, it'd be a motherfucking MMO. It'd be a fucking shit show where everybody's a terrorist, fucking each other over, and trying to become the Akira themselves, like the fucking big bass boss boy.
So the
all-annoying Akira.
The pronunciation.
Akira, sorry.
Yeah, it's like... Akira.
Akira.
I always thought Akira. Akira. You know, and they said it in the movie, and I was like, wait, what? Who are they talking about? That's the guy?
Akira.
She's not Japanese, but
I'm not, but I try really hard.
Yeah.
You are really.
I'm like more white than I am more white than I am Asian.
All right. That's, so, my I'm like favorite. I'm oh, sorry. Sorry.
I'm a Cheese Snow.
Cheese Snow?
Right. Cheese Snow. Asian
my
Snow.
My favorite movie of all time is Old Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men.
Oh, I love that movie. That's good.
Because it actually has the best audio ever in the history of audio. You know, I'm an audio engineer. So, and an audiophile. If you would make that movie into a game, it would probably be like...
be terrible.
No, dude. Watch.
I didn't even enjoy the movie.
What the fuck is wrong with you? It's one of the greatest movies ever.
Not one ever exploded. Not
ever.
Nothing exploded.
What do you mean? They did explode. He would put the thing up to your forehead and make it explode in your face every time. Their heads exploded.
The end of that movie wasn't
there. So it would be like him hunting you down, kind of like all those fear games, like the Jason one right now.
I had a really, really troubling question with that movie as well.
What?
It's been so long, but there was a point where somebody killed somebody.
Yeah.
And the cop was right inside of the room.
Tommy Lee Jones.
He didn't do anything.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, why didn't he do anything?
He did. Every time he always did something. Watch the movie again. Were you like drunk or
that
something?
Movie can go fuck itself.
Watch, dude, you're missing out on one of the best movies ever made.
It did win Best Picture.
Yeah. Old Country for Old Men is one of the best movies ever made. And it's
amazing movie.
And it is my favorite movie ever. And if you can make it into a video game, it'll probably be like the Friday the 13th game or what's that other game it's called? The one where like the...
Oh, the campers.
The campers. Not the campers.
Dead something. Dead something. Dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight, yeah. And how they like have all these killers come up. Like they have like Halloween and they have everything. All these kills come up. He could be one of the killers. Chig could be one of the killers on that, just coming up and chasing you with the fucking pressure thing to put on your forehead and just destroy you.
So it'd be a Dead by Daylight game.
Yeah.
Cool.
It would Moving be so on. Cool.
Okay, has everyone answered?
I think
yes,
so.
Yes, we have.
How soft of an answer is the fucking Lion King, though? Let's be real.
I love Lion King. It's a big No, it's not Ka de Weñas.
I saw those first 7 minutes, and it took my breath away. And I was like, I could walk out. I took on my niece and nephews. I was like, I could walk out right now and still be satisfied. Like, those first 7 minutes are amazing.
Yeah, plus Whoopi Goldberg is a hyena.
I mean, and the guy, the Darth Vader voice,
James Earl Jones.
Yes.
Oh, you guys want to hear my impression? Ready? Here we go.
Go.
Simba, you deliberately disobeyed me. That's what's worse. You even put knowledge.
That's
in
so. That no. That's so bad. Okay. That's like Black Panther. That's fucking forever.
Simba, you deliberately disobeyed me.
What is it? Wakanda Forever?
It doesn't matter.
Wakanda?
Wakanda.
Wakanda Forever? Panther. Black Panther with the Wakanda.
Simba, you deliberately do...
No, man, that's so bad. That's so...
drunk.
No, that's so bad.
No, I can do this.
Holy shit.
All right,
stop.
Bobby.
Bobby, continue, please.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Didn't do the singing parts, though.
Oh, dude. Because I just can't.
Yeah, there was some chance. Hakuna Matata. Yeah.
And then Hakuna some Matata.
Disney bangers. Woo. In that movie.
Have you guys seen that viral video? It went viral before viral was a word. But so...
The one so, where the cast...
Actors?
Yeah, the cast started breaking into song.
Yeah.
Playing
on a plane. That's so good. Oh. That's so good.
Dude, there are certain things that same send shivers down my spine. That's one of them. Yeah. A lot of the American Idol things. Good. Says it too. All right, let's go.
Okay, next question. Pharaoh Steve. Oh, no, we already did that one. Warconius, get ready to have your mind blown. Will Stadia be considered console gaming or PC? Which one and why? And don't say neither. No third option, just like your political system.
Neither.
Yeah.
Neither. It's going to be
neither.
Console gaming.
It's what the?
Streaming.
No. Why?
It's going to be console gaming.
Who do you think it will appeal to more?
Okay, my firm answer in console gaming is because it's going to pull the casuals. It's going to make the casuals come out.
If you own a PC and you just want to go on Stadia, you're a console gamer? You're making a PC gamer go because they're a console gamer.
Obviously, clientele they're looking to grasp is the fucking casuals. Okay, my nephew messaged me today. My 11-year-old nephew, who I love and adore, and I raise from 5 to 7 years old.
We're supposed to fuck with Warconius right now.
My 11-year-old nephew told my sister, who's his mother, to tell his auntie and uncles that he won 5 fucking PUBG mobile games today, and he got an average of 8 kills per game. He was so proud of himself.
You know, half of those on PUBG mobile are bots.
And we told him that. It has to do with this question, because it's about the fucking casuals getting gratification and being able to play and be amazing at something that they had no backbone and are earning for. And he's 11 years old. I love my little nephew. It's not about that story, but it's about the gratification in something where you have no fucking preliminary foundation of investment.
Bobby, what do you think?
I think more console gamers are going to switch over to this than PC gamers.
Yeah.
I think that's where they're going to pull
console
from.
Gaming, okay. Casual gaming.
So I don't know. I don't know if I'd call it console gaming because it's technically on a computer. So it still seems like PC gaming. Maybe this could be the gateway gaming for a PC console gaming, gamer.
Right?
Yeah. It's,
can we just create a whole new category and call it casual gaming?
Or call it streaming?
It's where
web-based gaming.
It's where fucking Chad's
Flash games.
Mobile corner comes back to life with Stadia.
I know, right? For Stadia Corner this week, we have a brand new exclusive for Stadia. It is from Bethesda this week. Or next week it's from Valve. Or in the other week it's
it's going to happen, gamers,
right?
It's where casual gamers.
It's probably
going
to happen. There's going to be Stadia exclusives.
Get to fucking plug in.
Fuck you, Stadia. You're fucking us up.
I wanted to bring this up too because from last week I was listening to that episode and I came across as if this works, we're all going to throw our towers in the garden.
No, you're wrong.
I know. You're wrong. That's not what I was saying at all. Not even close.
Oh, my God.
What I was saying is our children aren't going to be buying towers.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And that's probably guaranteed.
What children?
Wait, who's propagating here?
That is true.
Okay, first off, if I haven't had a kid by now, will I ever have a kid?
Yeah, you will.
I have nieces and nephews.
Yeah, you will.
Gee.
Yeah, right, please. If I haven't had a husband by now, where my sister has had two.
You might have a husband later. Shut up.
Gee, I know 75 men that are not.
There's everyone on our Discord would marry you, so stop.
False.
True. I've been on those channels on our Discord.
Do you guys
they'll give you a kid.
Do you guys know what I'm saying? This means the end eventually of towers and
it's not the end eventually, man. It'll never be the end.
You're fucking crazy, dude. You're
all right, crazy. Next question from Days. Which sock do you guys put on first, the right or the left?
Left.
It's just whatever's closest to me.
Left.
Do you guys put on both socks then shoes?
They're
or
the same. Bobby.
Yeah, both, yeah,
they're always the same when you start.
What are you talking about?
Left.
Neither
right.
One is
closer to you. Yeah, I keep my shoes by the side of my couch, so like there's always going to be one that's closer to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Even if it's just by a few inches.
Left and right. No, I
think I'm a left to righter, but here's the thing about my socks. I am very particular about no-show socks and ones that actually cling on to your feet. I categorize my socks by the different type of shoes I wear, and I'll put them in different sock bags. I have different sock bags, but I have no condoms in my house. Let's go.
Gee, I
the
need
fuck did that come from?
There's like
no
there are no condoms at Chi's house. So for the TwitchCon house, there'll probably be condoms just in case. I'm confused.
But no socks.
Yep. Anyways,
Bobby, keep it going.
Keep it going, Bobby.
Last question from
I was just kidding, don't listen to me.
From Burn Division.
What did you guys feed me? What's in this cup?
A bunch of
Burn Division asks Bobby, when are we getting a stream of Nitro type? that would have been the perfect game to stream during like HOTS queues.
Question of the week goes to Burn Division.
Hopefully never.
Is anybody streaming that?
Is that a thing?
I think that's my
Bring it up.
I think that's my low intensity answer. And before we move on beyond the days question, can I just say I know I don't interact as often as
it's
I want
a category.
To. Yeah. I don't interact as often as I want to in the DLG community, but I'm so glad that Daze is there and she is such a prominent.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Oh my God.
She's awesome. I don't know her very personally, but I really like her. I know Daze, I hope you're listening to me.
I really know about this.
Because I admire who you are to
Crown
the
lotion,
community and everything.
Or the lotion as you
The lotion now.
He flew out. And hung out with
they hung out in Detroit really with time. Him.
Yeah.
With her and Jakey Poo.
Yeah.
Oh, Jakey Poo.
That is.
Wait,
Jake.
Poo.
Jake is Dave's roommate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. There's an actual Jakey Poo that's local here who might be at the TwitchCon house, by the way. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, wait. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Never mind. I'm
DLG. Everybody go into our Discord.
No, Jakey Poo was the one that everybody, visited me today. Yeah. Never
go
mind.
Into our Discord. Talk to Dave's because
drunk,
I won't
sorry.
Be there.
I'm drunk. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Jakey Poo mentioned me today.
Bobby, what's going on here?
What's going on?
Where's the live feed?
There is a category for Nitro type, but nobody is streaming it. I think we're on to something
here. So it has happened.
Yeah.
Do you want to bring
it's
it back?
It's got 226 followers.
We could corner
the market. We could be the only people streaming Nitro type.
Wait. First off, when I'm looking at this, I am seeing my...
You're seeing money signs?
No. On the left side, we follow a handful of streamers. One of them is Shroud. One of them is me, Smoochie. Yeah. And I feel like my face next to Shroud just seems...
And Dr. Disrespect on top.
On top of that, too. Like, don't you think I could be Shroud's wife?
Aw, you want to marry Mike?
That's his name.
Mike. You don't know Shroud's name. You want to be his wife?
Mike's.
What?
Mike Jacob.
Well, I never know. Yeah, the weird last name.
Well, I would at least put a helmet on him if he were
and
on
actually,
a scooter.
Shroud is my favorite Counter-Strike gamer in forever and ever and ever and ever.
Right, cool.
Together with Nothing from San Diego, which I don't think it matters.
He's from San Diego?
Would you guys care we came on the podcast? I'm just saying. Would it be cool?
Mike Shroud?
Nothing.
You know
from
Shroud?
Cloud Nine.
Oh, Nothing. I would love to have Nothing.
Would that be cool? Aboard.
And then there's another San Diego streamer, the guy with...
This is off-stream talk, guys.
Okay.
No, it's right, not, so, but it's cool. If we give us some feedback, guys.
Can we get new carpet first?
We'll do it.
All right. We gotta change the carpet.
Just to remind everybody, if you're interested in the whole Twitch stream, come out to TwitchCon thing, message Smoochie directly, DM. And we will work on everything else. What's everybody playing next week, Bobby?
I don't know yet.
Well,
what am I playing?
You're playing The Division for three hours.
Okay. Probably going to need a reminder. So, yeah. But,
I mean, Division. You can play off my account if you don't want to spend the money.
It's probably a good investment, I think, at this point, because it's really taken off. It seems to be
the shooter that's sticking. Gee, more Sekiro?
Sekiro.
Okay. Sekiro.
It's so funny because I call it Sekadidiko because it's so fucking like all I'm thinking of is like, oh my God, this game, like, I don't know. I wish I had a dick so I could just rip it off.
Gee, I feel like
I hate
fuck.
No, I mean
Gee.
The face you're giving me.
Gee,
what did you guys give her?
Gee.
What did we give Gee? I don't
Gee, would it be fair?
We need to get some carne asada.
Gee, yeah, we're going to have a lot of
alcohol.
Gee, would it be fair to say that Video game for you is very cathartic. Like, that's how you get out your...
My frustrations, yeah.
That's absolutely how she gets one out, yeah.
But do you also understand that...
I don't rub one out. I hyper tap one out.
Do you also understand that, like, bringing caught? Other people into that, you getting your emotions out doing video games is unfair?
It is true, because ask... I know
it's almost like you're looking to get mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you're playing with other people to get mad.
It's kind of fun. It's like if my arms were...
Not for them.
If my arms were fucking belts or like whips.
All right.
That's how I play my games.
That's cool.
Damn. Yeah.
I love it.
That sounds awesome.
I love it. Me? So here is what's going to happen. Tidal Basin is coming out this week. Division so I'm going to play the shit out of it. Division 2. Go hit World Tier 5. Get all the best armor. And it'll probably be the last time I mention Division.
No, don't say that.
No, it will be.
Say that.
It will be. It will be.
Okay.
Because after Tidal Basin, it's just going to be a grind. It's going to be a grind, nonstop grind until the raid comes out, and then I'll bring it back up for the raid.
You could say that, but by next week,
I'm not going to talk about. Well, no, next week I'm going to talk about Tidal Basin, obviously, because I'm going to be there the moment it launches. The second it happens, I'm going to have my squad ready. If you want to be in my squad, I'll be there the moment it launches on Discord, and I'll be the only guy there. And you better jump on my team, and we're hitting this hard.
So I will be playing, hopefully, some Division 2. I want to catch up to these guys. I won't be playing. I don't know. It's hard to say. It depends on how. Oh, yeah. I'm going to fucking the Grand Canyon next week. So I have like a day and a half, basically.
Wait, will you be here on Sunday?
No. So we have to record on Monday.
Okay.
Next week. I want to tell you guys that.
That just fucks everything up. All right, cool. Thank you.
Basically, I'll be talking about my vacation next week.
Hey, dude, at least we got a week's notice, man.
So you're going to have a multitude of Switch reviews, right? Because I know when you travel, you're playing your Switch.
I hadn't even thought about bringing it, but of course, yeah.
I'll please don't let me forget the Elgato, because I would have...
But it's really weird.
Just take the Elgato. We're not using it right now.
I would have forgotten.
You're in charge of everything. Like, I'm in charge of the trailer, the towing, the driving, the parking, the sleeping. Like, I don't think there's going to be any Switch time. But
okay.
Anyway, not much of a vacation for me. It's a vacation for the ladies. Hopefully I'll be playing some Risk of Rain. And we'll go from there. Speaking for Bobby, Ray and myself, this has been a drunken podcast. Drunken titties are flopping everywhere. Goodbye.
And one of our best episodes yet. Bobby's face. Priceless.
He loved it because we never interrupted Bobby the whole episode. We let him speak this time. I like this episode. It was good.
Yeah. All right. Who's down to play?
Down to eat some carne asada.
Oh, you gotta cook.
I'm super hungry.
All right, we're gonna cook and we're gonna eat and we will not be back.